The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governors State Tournament Volleyball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Wegner Auto, First Dakota National Bank, Red Rosa Italian Grill, American Bank and Trust, Pier Regional Airport, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the May Adam Law Firm, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and Swenson Cowan Dental. Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Bauman Lumber, Birding Electric, and Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsipa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Volleyball.
Well, very good Friday morning, everybody, and it's hard to say Friday morning when we're starting a broadcast, but that's what it is, and that's where we are. We're at the Danny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls, day number two of the South Dakota State Volleyball Tournament, Class AA featuring the Peer Governors today. After a loss yesterday in the first round in four sets to Sioux Falls Jefferson, they'll take on the Rapid City Stevens Raiders. Stevens, the eighth seed, coming in, losing in the opening round in straight sets to top seed Sioux Falls Washington. So this is a consolation semifinal matchup. Peer Governors, who started the season with a four-set win over Rapid City Stevens at Riggs High Gym, will get them again today. And that hopefully for the Govs would get them into the consolation championship, which would be tomorrow. But first things first, an opportunity for the Governors, though, and as they'll probably be the favored team in this one. They'll come in as the five seed, Rapid City Stevens, the eighth seed, as mentioned, and the Raiders 20-11 on the season after their loss yesterday. The Governors had fallen to 16-6. Should be a good match and a good way to start the second day of coverage here at the South Dakota State Volleyball Tournament. We'll cover the brackets in just a little bit. We'll have plenty to talk about. In fact, in our pregame show, the Becky Potsipa State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show got a little bit of an extended time as game times were slated in the bracket to start at 11:15, so we went a half hour ahead of that, although we still do have about a 35-minute countdown underway before festivities begin here at the Denny in Sioux Falls. So the pregame from the Becky Potsipa State Farm Insurance Agency coming up, and we'll talk about the brackets, look at all three classes of state volleyball action from yesterday, and preview today's action. We'll have a conversation with head coach Tiffany Stoser of the Governors about Stevens, about Pier, and how things are going here as we get further into the weekend. All that and plenty more coming up as well, including the starting lineups, of course. That's on the way. The State Farm Insurance, Becky Potsipa, a pregame show coming up, and you're listening to state coverage, state tournament coverage of Peer Governor Volleyball, and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsipa State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsipa State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsipa State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pier and Gregory.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Reinke Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Beck Motor Company has savings in every department this November. Up to $200 mail-in rebate on a set of brand new tires. Plus, we're throwing in 4 free oil changes. Holiday shopping ideas. Take 10% off all GM accessories. Spray and bed liners, only $5.95. Hand wash for just $20. And light details, $75 and $90. And don't forget, we have gift certificates available. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
One team. The Peer Governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. No matter how good you are, a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. If you want to know more about the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and their 361 team, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office and the Peer Govs. Winning teams. Well, we're back at the Danny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls, and our broadcast originating from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Yes, that is up in the corner of the loge section in the second level, if you will, of the Danny. So we welcome you to our Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. And thanks to the men and women of the Sheriff's Office and all first responders for doing what they do for our communities and for giving us a spot to sit and watch and originate our broadcast from, so we can bring it to you. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Let's start our Pottsville State Farm pregame show with a look around the brackets from yesterday and all three classes. Of course, we are not just covering Peer, but DRG Media Group stations covering the Miller Rustlers as they had a 5-set win in Class A last night. We'll get to that momentarily, but here's what happened in Class AA yesterday. Seeing Rapid City Stevens, the 8th seed, losing that first round matchup to Sioux Falls Washington, 25-11, 25-20, 25-20. So a straight set loss puts Stevens into this game. Actually update their record. They are 23-13 on the season now as they get set to play this consolation semifinal against the Peer Governors, a 4-set loss. Now Sioux Falls Jefferson 2 weeks ago kind of manhandled the Governors in a straight set win in the final game of the season for Peer, but Jefferson looked like more of the same yesterday, 25-15, kind of dominated that first set. Governors bounced back and won the second game, 26-24. Two tight ones after that, though, Jefferson winning both the third and the fourth sets, 25-21 and 25-21. Last night in the evening session, O'Gorman defeated Huron in straight sets, 25-14, 25-19, 25-18. No trouble there for the Knights. And the third seed, Harrisburg, got off to a bit of a slow start. Sioux Falls Lincoln looked pretty good with a 25-20 first game win, but Harrisburg bounced back and won the last three, 25-15, 25-23, and 25-17. So today, in the consolation bracket, it's Rapid City Stevens against Peer, the 7th seed Huron against number 6 Sioux Falls Lincoln to follow this one. Tonight at 5 o'clock, the first of two semifinals have the top seed Sioux Falls Washington against number 4 Sioux Falls Jefferson and number 2 O'Gorman against number 3 Harrisburg. The bracket actually played out the way it was fully seeded yesterday for Class AA. In Class A, as we bring that bracket up, an upset right off the bat. The 8th seed Elk Point Jefferson was a 3-1 winner over Wagner, 25-21, 25-23, 23-25, and 27-25. So a shakeup in that bracket right off the bat. No surprise, though, with Sioux Falls Christian, the perennial power, the 4 seed in this tournament. But they sweep their longtime rival Dakota Valley 25-14, 25-16, 25-21. Sioux Falls Christian, as we mentioned yesterday, probably could contend for a double-A title. They are that good year in and year out. Had a good one last night with the Miller Rustlers on KPLO. They surrendered the first two to Platt Geddes in extra point fashion, 24-26, 25-27. But the Rustlers came back and won the last three, 25-17, 25-20, and 15-8 in the fifth. So Miller is into the semifinals. They'll take on Elkton Lake Benton tonight. The Lady Elks were a straight set winner over the sixth seed, Belle Fouche, 25-20, 25-17, 25-22. So today, number one against number five, the seeding, that is, with Wagner taking on Dakota Valley in the first match today. Platt Geddes and Belle Fouche will go in the second matchup. Semifinals tonight have number eight, Elk Point Jefferson, against number four, Sioux Falls Christian, and then the two and three seeds, Miller and Elkton Lake Benton. That game is slated for 6:45. That would put us on the air. Darren Boyle calling that. I'll help out as well at about 6:30 on KPLO tonight. Good chance that one probably won't start till maybe 6:45 or closer to 7 o'clock, given the length of the other semifinal matchups. Not necessarily the Class A with Sioux Falls Christian, who probably gets a sweep tonight, but we'll see how that goes, and we'll just play that one by ear. Hope you can join us tonight for that one as well. In Class B yesterday, Warner is the top seed, as they went four sets with the eight seed Freeman, but they get the victory 25-21, 25-27, 25-16, and 25-11. The Monarchs, perennial power in Class B, move on. They maybe were expected to face their longtime rival themselves, Northwestern, but Northwestern got upended in five sets yesterday by a really good Woolsey-Wessington club. Woolsey-Wessington wins it in five, 25-19, 25-20, 14-25, 21-25, but then 19-17 in that fifth set. So the Lady Warbirds with an upset there of sorts. Burke had a little bit of trouble yesterday in a five-set victory, but they the number two Cougars get through. Castlewood, 13-25, 25-23, 25-19, 17-25, and then a good fifth set with that one going 15-13. So Burke moves on. Chester area will too. They went four with Coleman Egan, 25-13, 25-16, 16-25, and 25-20. So teams like Warner and Chester, who are here every year, moving into the semifinals. Burke is kind of making a name for themselves in the last 5 to 6 years or so. They're into the semis as well. But Northwestern, again, that longtime power in Class B, is into the consolation bracket. They'll play while we're playing here today. Northwestern taking on the eighth seed Freeman. 6-7, Coleman Egan against Castlewood in the second consolation semifinal as well. Warner and Woolsey-Wessington play at 5 o'clock. Warner 35-2 on the season. And Burke and Chester, Burke is 32-4. So a lot of matches played by some of these squads that we see in this state tournament. But Burke and Chester, I expect that one to be a good, good match coming up this evening. So there's the brackets for you. By the way, tomorrow, just a quick run through the schedule. It's the same schedule. As that'll start at 11:30, essentially, with the seventh-place matches, then 1:15 for the fifth-place match, and the third-place match then slated for 5 o'clock in the evening. So they'll still do sessions tomorrow, not necessarily a rolling schedule. 5 o'clock for the third-place matches, and then all three championship matches will be played at the same time at 7 p.m. Central time. That's at least the schedule for tomorrow. So again, the finish of the brackets right there here in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. Pretty good reminders to tell you as you make your way, as some of the governor's student body has made their way here to Sioux Falls. But if you're on the road this weekend or any time for high school sports or any other purpose, of course, Thanksgiving's coming up. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who enjoys being a part of a team, they remind us to buckle up every trip, every time. And as we are supposed to do, we remind you also the broadcast of this playoff game is being authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. That, a reminder from our good friend Heather Williams, who's running technical direction back in studio. And we'll send it back to her. We'll take a three-minute break. Our pregame will continue. Keys to success and a conversation with head coach Tiffany Stoser of the Pierre Governors coming up as we play the second day of the state AA volleyball tournament in Sioux Falls here on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Push it, pull it, drag it, haul it, tow it. Just get it to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier. Right now, your trade is worth at least $3,000. If it's got a VIN number and on four wheels, we'll give you $3,000 for it when you trade in at Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier. Don't wait. This special won't last long. Get $3,000 when you trade at Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pier. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com. Some restrictions apply. Limited one trade per deal. Minimum purchase $10,000. See dealer for details.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in South Dakota, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, let's talk Keys to Success. Day number two now of the state volleyball tournament with Tiffany Stoser, the governor head coach. Coach, I tell you what, yesterday he started out against Sioux Falls Jefferson. It looked like kind of the first time you met them a couple of weeks ago, the way it started, and they really pounded you that first set. But you bounced back, you got a second set, really played competitive in the third and the fourth, even though they won those and were able to move on. But I think he still had a pretty good performance overall in the first day of the state tournament.
Yeah, overall, I was happy with the performance. That's one thing when you have a first set like we did, you know, went back to, like you said, just when we played Jefferson the first time. But the effort that they showed, that, you know, beginning of the season, we might have just quit playing. And there's some growth you can see here. And they went in and they took a set and competed. I think the score or the game was even closer to 25-21 if you look at it again, and could have went either way. And I was proud of the girls. It was one of those where you walk away bummed that you lost out, but I was proud of the effort.
Well, the fourth game was closer because that last point was in.
Yeah, it was in. We've watched it 100 times, but you move on.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, now you get Rapid City Stevens. You started the season with this team, and it's kind of interesting. Obviously, you talk about the way things might have been had you played that match earlier in the season. Now you're talking about a match you played earlier in the season, so I guess we forget about that and start talking about what we know about Stevens this time.
Yeah, so You know, we got to watch them yesterday a little bit, and then we watched their film again last night in their first set. And they do some interesting things, some unorthodox things. You know, they have two setters. One of them is an outside hitter, which you just never see. So we're going to try and wear her down a little bit. They like to go outside. They have two outside hitters. One's a left-handed hitter, which you also never see, an outside lefty. Couple things that we're going to need to make adjustments for on the block. You know what I'm most impressive with Stevens is their defense. I mean, Washington had to work to put balls away, and so we're talking about the importance of us staying in system so we can keep using all of our hitters and keep moving the ball and eventually break them down.
You talk about those left-handed swingers. You saw Taylor Evenson yesterday and with Jefferson, and I think it really is a much different it's just a different look. It's something, it's amazing you don't see this game.
Right, especially when you, at the speed that Jefferson's offense was, you know, your blockers just get so used to, you know, you almost just get to a spot, and you've really got to watch and make that adjustment because it's a completely different swing.
With Rapid City Stevens again and how you played them, obviously you beat them in four sets at home, first match of the season, it kind of got you off and running. I think even though they're a different team later in the season, year in and year out, it's still a team that I think you can certainly be confident against.
Yeah, you know, our girls are confident. We feel good going out. We're going to go back to a different defense again. We got some plans for this team, and that's what's nice about us running two different defenses is we can make adjustments as to what's needed. I think after we watch their game, we're comfortable. We feel good about what our game plan is coming in here. And a motivating factor is that Pierce due for a state tourney win, and these girls know that.
That's most definitely. But also yesterday, I think it was interesting. Avery Kaiser was a little bit quiet. To me, I had her third down the list as far as scoring and things like that. Did Jefferson take her out of the game a little bit, or were you trying to bounce things around a lot more?
Well, we were trying to bounce things around. You know, if we have Avery getting all 20 kills, you know, it's just too easy to block. I think you can see that when teams are playing here and, you know, they're already set outside because they know where that's going. And so for us, we got to move the ball around. And teams know Avery. You know, she's the one everybody's worried about. She's the one Stevens will be worried about today. And so they put their big block out there. If we didn't have Avery, her serve receive yesterday was outstanding. If we didn't have her back row, things would have been a lot more difficult for us. I thought her passing was one of the best she's had all year.
So you talked about keys to success is aggressive serving, and we saw a few more errors yesterday, but everything starts with serve receive, and I do think that was pretty good all around yesterday. What do you see from the Stevens serve in this case?
Yeah, you know, they serve pretty well, but I think that it's something that we're capable of managing. What I did notice, I got the stats for both Washington and them, and then of course us and Jefferson, and everybody had over 10 missed serves. I think it's something to get used to in this gym. No excuses. We want people are trying to serve aggressively, and you're trying to serve deep. And when you do that, a lot of teams are just missing long. And the gym is, this is a huge arena, and it makes the court look tiny. And it's just something, the air in here is different. Your floaters are different. And so it takes some getting used to. Our minute and a half in warm-ups just wasn't enough. I felt better when I saw stats of all the teams struggling in the same way we did.
Any other keys to success against the Raiders today?
Yeah, we got to be aggressive against serving. We have to throw them out of system. And then defensively just match their effort because I like our offense against ours.
All right. And I think you yesterday when you bounce back at 26-24, you start to feed off of each other's energy and, in focus and things like that. I think it's I'm sure the kids, as far as they're concerned, that's exactly what they'll be looking for today.
Absolutely. You know, some of them are, you know, down to their final matches. They're excited. They know that the crowd support is going to double today. Pierce off of school. There's a lot of excitement already to start this match, and I think we're going to see that throughout.
All right, Coach. Let's get it loud in here. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Tiffany Stoster, the head coach of the Pierre Governors. Coach's comments and keys to success in our broadcast and in our pregame are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. And Elizabeth Pendergraft, the head coach of the Rapid City Stevens Raiders. We, again, kind of just keep our state tournament coverage a little more local, so we did not have a conversation with Rapid City Stevens. If you're thinking about keys to success from that team, they got off to a really rough start against Sioux Falls Washington, who typically, to me, has been a slow-starting team. But Washington won that first set 25-11, so Stevens took a while to get going. A couple of 25-20 second and third sets. Stevens played a little bit better, but their key to success, I think, as Coach Tiffany Stoser mentioned, is this fine setter who is also an outside hitter. Her name is Carson Mettler. They do have some good outsides. It's just going to be for Stevens whether that back row can keep balls off the floor and things like that. Coach Stoser was impressed with their back row play and their ability to kind of frustrate their opposing team in Washington yesterday. And if the Governors are going to be maybe get a little frustrated today, that could be a problem. So key to success right there, and kind of a reverse for Rapid City Stevens as well. Keys to success, as mentioned, brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Got starting lineups still to come, and a whole lot more as well as we continue our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. And the starters are next after a 3-minute timeout. This is Pierre Governor State Tournament Volleyball on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Central Dakota Eye Care continues to grow. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek. I've recently joined the practice at Central Dakota Eye Care. I'm excited to move back to Pierre, and I am accepting new patients of all ages. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trained staff, and the best selection of eyewear and contact lenses. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key to finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 for an appointment. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Hey, DQ fans, I'm so thankful for November's Blizzard of the Month, and you will be too. The Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard Treat is back. Yes, you heard that right. Oreo cookies, cocoa fudge, whipped topping, and world-famous DQ soft serve all blended together into tantalizing treat perfection. Go quick. Something this delicious won't be available forever. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy, taste good.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
This fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth, and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to
grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. Fall sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at FirstDakotaNationalBank.com. Member FDIC.
Back at the Denny in Sioux Falls, time for our starting lineups in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. Starters come to us courtesy of Envirotech in Pierre, and of course we know the Governors will start with them at 16-6 on the season, the 5 seed in this state AA tournament, with Laney Rinke, the defensive specialist, and the 5'6 junior in the back row. Among others with the setters, at least Christofferson, the 5'7 junior, and Lily Sanchez, the 5'9 senior. Lily had an 8-kill afternoon yesterday in that loss to Sioux Falls Jefferson. McKenna Schleckaway played well, a 5'11 senior in the middle, along with Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11 junior middle hitter. And Avery Kaiser, just 6 kills yesterday. Look to see if she can get a little more in the flow, and maybe the Governors will send more passes out in her direction out on the edge, the 6 foot outside hitter, the senior for the Governors. Rinke, Sanchez, Schleckaway, Christofferson, Kaiser, Terwilliger, the starting rotation with Remington Price in at libero, the 5'7 senior, and of course, Michaela Sherwood, the blocker in the middle at 6'2", and a junior, Campbell Boddicker, off the bench, an outside hitter, a 5'10 junior for the Governors. And head coach Tiffany Stoster, assistants Alexis Terwilliger, Chloe Kaiser, and Kim Byerly, the starting lineups for the Governors, who have pretty much been the same crew for a good chunk of the season, even though they've switched things up lineup-wise as far as position-wise in that back row. Over the course of the season, but a healthy squad that has remained intact all season long, and that is we're thankful for that. Your starting lineups from the folks at EnviroTech, let's hear from them, and we'll give you the Stevens starters when we come back. You're listening to the state tournament on River 92.7.
EnviroTech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is handed to you, EnviroTech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call EnviroTech at 605-224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at EnviroTechWaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule because of weather or holidays. EnviroTech has you covered.
Rapid City Stevens EnviroTech starting lineup looks something like this. Here are the key players that that we'll see, and it all starts with Carson Mettler, a 6 foot senior. She is a setter, but she is a right side hitter. She averages 7.7 assists per set, but has registered 172 kills on the season as well in their 36 matches played. And Mettler has played almost all, I think, if not just one set over the course of the season. So she is one to watch. Hitters also include Claire Fierro, a middle hitter at 5'8". She is a senior. Ava Mitchell is a middle and right side hitter, a junior at 5'10". Alexa Morin Baxter, a 5'9" junior, lining up in the middle as well. And others on the outside include Isabel Higgins. She's listed as an outside hitter. Also a setter, a 5'8" junior. And Macy Watson, I think hitting-wise, may be really the one to watch, a 5'10" senior hitting in the middle. Macy Watson, as well as sister Sydney Watson, a sophomore at 5'6", who is the libero, are transplants from a very good Hill City squad that has made the state tournament in the last 2 years, last year and the year before in Class A. So Sydney Watson, the libero, Claire Fierro, Avra Mitchell, Carson Mettler, Alexa Morin Baxter, Isabel Higgins, and Macy Watson, among others, in the starting lineup, the starting rotation. We should see Brianna Brewer quite a bit, a 5'6" sophomore outside hitter, Eva Heinert on the right side, a 5'10" senior, among others as well, and may have other back row players who will get in there. Also, 23-3, the record for Rapid City Stevens, coming in as the eighth seed. Based on Activities Association power rankings, their head coach is Elizabeth Pendergraft, and she is assisted by Sherry Kafka, Carly Knoll, Emily Kulish, and Rochelle Orline. The Stevens Raiders from Rapid City, the only one making the trip from out west here to Sioux Falls in this tournament field. Those are your starting lineups. They're brought to you by EnviroTech in Pierre, and we've got another starting lineup to give to you. It's the naming of today's game officials, as we affectionately refer to them as the Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. We give you the game officials after this important message. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, talking about sweepstakes scams. We all want to receive that call that says we've won a sweepstakes, and scammers know this. If you receive a call or an email saying you've won, but you need to pay taxes by placing money on a gift card or by mailing cash, it's a scam. It is illegal to ask for funds up front for taxes, tariffs, or customs. If you've been victimized by this scam, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Law on the Court. sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection, and we thank our game officials for doing what they do and officiating high school sports. They're licensed and assigned by the South Dakota High School Activities Association as being the best in the business. That's why they get a state volleyball tournament. Lori Durr is the R1 on the ladder. She happens to hail from Rapid City. Nick Huntemer from Madison is the R2. He'll be working the scorer's table on the floor. Cindy Traeger will serve as the alternate from Sioux Falls. The line judges in the corners will be Randy Bosch and Nancy Keppen, both from Sioux Falls. Lori Durr, Nick Huntemer, Cindy Traeger, the alternate, Randy Bosch and Nancy Keppen, the line judges as well. Those are today's game officials for this first consolation semifinal match. They're sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. They are the law on the court. Still got chance for another 3-minute timeout. We've got starting lineups on the floor to come, and we'll think of something else to talk about as we look at this one a little more in depth as our pregame continues after a 3-minute break. You're listening to a state tournament coverage of the AA volleyball tournament with the Peer Governors, your official voice of the Governors. River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank of Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our Pier location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Governor's Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. Jevin Keyes set a record that most Governor wrestlers will fall short of. Keyes graduated as the all-time leading winner in Governor wrestling history and won 3 state championships. His 220 wins and 122 pins are Governor wrestling records. Jevin Keyes, truly one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Purchasing or selling a home can be the largest investment you make. I invite you to choose our team to help you with the process. For over 48 years, our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier-Fort Pier area with our professional service. It is our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at Kathy Sunshine Properties, 605-224-5588.
Continuing with more in our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show as the Governors get ready to take on Rapid City Stevens in the consolation semifinal. Our pregame clock here at the arena is starting to wind down. I'm Brian Oakland along with Heather Williams in studio. Glad to have you with us, and thanks for making us a part of your Friday morning and Friday midday festivities. They will have our national anthem here very shortly, so we'll be ready to go to break once again. But statistically, yesterday in the loss to Sioux Falls Jefferson, the Governors amassed 37 kills, led by Reese Terwilliger officially with 12 kills, Lily Sanchez with 8, and Avery Kaiser and McKenna Schleckaway both with 6. Lily Sanchez with 18 set assists, and Elise Christofferson with 13. Digging-wise, Kaiser did play very well with 21 digs. Sanchez and Remy Price with 18 apiece, among others. And we'll look at more statistics coming up. Let's take another three-minute break with our national anthem occurring here, and we're back with more as we get closer to our first serve coming up. Governors and the Stevens Raiders on River 92.7.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly, local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office in Pier.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving, and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Red Rosa Italian Grill and Pier is hiring for full and part-time positions for the front and back of house. If you're seeking employment in a fast-paced, fun, and friendly atmosphere, Red Rosa would love for you to help them grow their team. With competitive wages, tips, and flexible hours, visit WRHospitalityJobs.com to apply or stop in and fill out an application. Red Rosa Italian Grill, 808 West Sioux Avenue in Pier. Apply today, an equal opportunity employer.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Welcome back to the Danny Sanford Premier Center. As the Governors are just being announced on the court, we've got six teams that with starting lineups to be announced. And I tell you what, if I'm getting announced on the floor and they're playing my favorite Metallica song, I'm doing something a little more than just waving to the crowd. I'd probably play that up a little bit more. But that's what's happening here. Hey, I'm a fan. I was actually here September 11th, 2018, when Metallica played this arena. So it's some good memories here. We were talking about statistics from yesterday. The Governors with 37 kills in their four-set loss to Sioux Falls Jefferson. Rapid City Stevens played only three sets yesterday in the loss to Sioux Falls Washington, amassing 22 kills. They were led by Isabel Higgins with 7, Carson Mettler with 5, Macy Wathen held to just 4 kills yesterday, and Alexa Moore and Baxter with 3. Set assists led by Carson Mettler with 10 and Isabel Higgins with 9. So you've got Mettler and Higgins who both not only do some setting, but they'll get up and do some hitting as well. A couple of players that the governor is going to have to keep close watch on. Sydney Watson, the libero, leading with 14 digs yesterday. Brianna Brewer and Macy Watson with 5 apiece. But again, statistically, you can tell that the Rapid City Stevens just wasn't able to do a whole heck of a lot in that matchup against top seed Sioux Falls Washington yesterday. Once again, it's Rapid City Stevens and Pierre in the first match today. It'll be Huron against Sioux Falls Lincoln in the second match in the consolation bracket. Semifinals tonight have O'Gorman taking on, Sioux Falls Washington, the top seed, against Sioux Falls Jefferson, 1-4, and then O'Gorman, the 2, against Harrisburg, the 3 seed. That'll be the semifinal battle to tonight in Class AA. The other courts going on, as right here from our broadcast view standpoint, the AA court is right down below us with Stevens and Pierre. On the far end is the Class A court. That'll feature top seed Wagner, who was upset by Elk Point Jefferson yesterday. They go against the number 5 seed Dakota Valley, a southeast South Dakota battle there. And in the middle court, it's the 8 seed Freeman Flyers against the 4 seed and perennial entrant into the state tournament, the Northwestern Wildcats. So we'll keep tabs on those matches. Once again, on the Class A court tonight, the second battle, the final game of the day, has the Miller Rustlers taking on the number 3 seed Elkton Lake Benton, and we'll have coverage on that one on 94.5 KPLO a little bit later on this evening. We'll start at about 6:45 or so with the pregame coverage on that. My colleague Darren Boyle and I will cover that one with Miller and Elkton Lake Benton. That should be a pretty good matchup coming up on the Class A court tonight. We'll keep tabs on the brackets as we continue through our morning and midday coverage here in the state volleyball tournament. Let's take one final two-minute break, and we'll have our ComTech opening serve when we come back. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament featuring the Pierre Governors and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or a recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security, and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
And welcome back again to the Denny Sanford Premier Center, one of the premier facilities for state tournament coverage of or events of any kind in South Dakota. It is The state volleyball tournament, getting a chuckle out of Coach Kim Byerly running past the governor's student body, and they're kind of leading her in the wave. And now all of the governors are getting in on the wave here as we get set. We just heard from ComTech Communication and Electronic Services in Pier. They'll sponsor our opening serve of the match, as the governors will send in Remington Price to play some libero. Rapid City Stevens will do the same, as they'll get their libero Sydney Watson in as well. Governors are going to wear the home whites today with the green numbers and trim and the green cuff sleeves. Remington Price, the libero, is in black on black. Rapid City Stevens with Sydney Watson in the white jersey at libero. She'll start in serve. Stevens otherwise has black jerseys with royal blue numbers, royal blue trunks as well. They're hitting from left to right, and we are underway. The ComTech first serve played up by the governors, and they'll get it out to Rapid City to Avery Kaiser, who takes a Stevens block away and out of bounds. And just like that, the governors go bump, set, spike, and they get off on the right track. 1-0 the start. Governors hitting from right to left as we follow the action here. Stevens will tap it the other way, but they'll miss in the middle. This is Alexa Morin-Baxter, who tried to redirect and get it where the governors weren't, but just missing a little bit wide on the far side, and the governors go 2-0 to start, as Remington Price will go right to left. First server for the governors. Stevens setting it up outside to the right, to the left side, the left-hander with, I believe that was a miss in the top of the net, but if not, hey, why not give the benefit of a doubt? These are unofficial stats anyway. Lily Sanchez out on the right side playing some defense, and the governor's off to a continued fast start. Now a return to the serve too close to the net. This will be an error for Stevens. Return of serve awful close, and the setter just not able to keep that one in play. She tried, and there was a third touch, but that one didn't clear the net either. So 4-0. Should be 4-0, I believe. It still says 3-0 on the board. And here's one from the back row. Reese DeWilliger was there to block it, but that one comes straight down on the governor's side. That'll be a kill for Macy Wathen. And let's see, 1-2, actually it is 3-1. I was 1 point ahead of myself. So the governor's on top early, scoring the first 3 points. And number 10, Brianna Brewer, in to serve. The governors will come right back, and they get a kill on, I believe that was Lily Sanchez on the outside. I was looking on the stat sheet, either Sanchez on the right or Reese DeWilliger in the middle, able to put one down into the middle back of the Stevens side of the net. So Pier continues their hot start. Now it's Lily Sanchez to serve, played up by Wathen, punched out by Morin Baxter. Governors in system here. Outside it goes to Michaela Sherwood, who had checked in, blocked back and out of bounds, and the governors continue to impress so far here early today. Sherwood with her first kill of the day. And Michaela keeping the governor offense going. Sanchez tries to go down the outside line, and that one missing a little bit wide. So the aggressive serving, as Coach Tiffany Stoser mentioned, has to be a key to success to continue. Rapid City Stevens is going to return the favor as Carson Mettler serves long. Now Avery Kaiser will serve. Governors will try to paint the edges a little bit more, and we saw that to the tune of about 13 service errors yesterday, but here at the state tournament, that's pretty much what you have to do. Kaiser goes down the middle and keeps one in play. Stevens comes back and gets the tapper good for Macy Wathen with the left hand. That one down in the middle, or the front left of the governor's side. Stevens will send back Alexis Lenke. She is a 5'7 junior, listed as a setter, but a good running serve on this one, played up by Reese DeWilliger. Bump pass back to Avery Kaiser. Back row attack, but it's dug out. Now left side, and this one doesn't clear the net. The attempt for Isabella Higgins, 5'8 junior, comes up short. Stevens down 7-3 to the governors. Stevens, again, got off to a very slow start yesterday against Sioux Falls Washington. Only scored 11 points. And, you know, I mentioned typically Washington has been a slow-starting team, but maybe today a little more indicative of what happened or or resembling of what happened yesterday for Stevens and how slow they got going. Some free balling going on here. Governors have it back now, and Kaiser will take a half-hearted swing from the back row. Couldn't get anything on it. Higgins has to keep her feet on the floor, and she'll go to the back row, but this one goes long. Too much on it for Isabella Higgins. And another mistake, giving the Governors an 8-3 lead. Unforced error. There were really no hot shot attacks on that that entire volley, which put the ball across the net five or six times. Now Reese Terwilliger with a hot shot in serve and mishandled to an ace. A peanut butter cup by Reese Terwilliger. It makes it 9-3 and sends us to timeout number one, called by Rapid City Stevens on the floor. Timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pearton. We'll pause for 30 seconds. Back with more just underway. Set one of the consolation semifinal, the state AA volleyball tournament on River 92.7.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Well, the Governors off to a good start here, 10-3 now, as the scoreboard may have been updated just a little bit. We welcome you back to the Denny Sanford Premier Center, and a good shot this time for Isabella Higgins, as Rapid City Stevens able to right the ship a little bit in that timeout. They come out with a good side-out point, four straight for the Governors, coming to an end for serving 10, as the Raiders will serve it away. Macy Watson, very good player, serving it away. Kaiser returns it up as Campbell Boddicker takes the swing, but that's dug out. Now a tapper back. Here comes Boddicker again. And, the block up front here for Rapid City Stevens. Boddicker with a good swing, but this block goes to Ava Mitchell, a 5'10 junior. So the first defensive point and the first service point for the Raiders here. Left to right. Across again here for Macy Wathen, played up and returned by Avery Kaiser and company. Tapped back. The Governors with a block here. It's back to Wathen. They'll try it again. Now with Higgins out on the left side. Hot shot down the line. Out of the reach of Remington Price. And Isabella Higgins with her second kill. Wathen has a couple as well. Stevens out of that timeout. Seems to be a little more focused and understanding of what job number one is. Here's Schleckaway with the swing in the middle. A little strong set, though. Might have hindered that attempt. Now feet on the floor. And this is Schleckaway, I believe that was, as opposed to, no, that's Sherwood. I thought Sherwood was out there. She's checking out now. I think that goes to Michaela Sherwood with the block. Set assist is there, although not a great pass, but Sherwood able to get the side out to the Governors, who lead 11-6, and Elise Christofferson on to serve. Here's a shot out on the right side for Higgins, who had scored a couple from the left. Now a different look here, and she'll rotate to serve. That one got through the block and down on the Governor's side. Pier goes one and done, leads by four. Seven serving 11. Higgins going to send one long this time. Second miss in serve for Stevens, and the Governors will get it right back. 12-7 as the rotation sends Boddicker out and Lainey Rinke in for the Governors. We're in the white jerseys today. Rinke from right to left. Sends a good one across. Wathen will play it up. Higgins will shoot it out right side. And a little tapper dug out by Christofferson. Kaiser takes a swing to no avail. It's a good dig there for Rapid City Stevens. Now Schleckaway with the reverse. Back set to Schleckaway, who tried to tap it to her left, our near side, but McKenna will miss it a little bit wide and out of bounds. Bit of an unforced error there for the Governors, but playing a fast pace. The Sydney Wathen serves, still a four-point game. Kaiser shoots and scores. Hot shot for Aves this time. And Avery with her second kill. The Governors have five. The Raiders have five. And Spear on top. 13-8. Rotation time for Remington Price. Macy Wathen sent a teammate the wrong direction. And the return rattles the antenna. That is an error on serve return here for Rapid City. Stevens, service point for the Governors. They lead 14-8. First set on the way to 25. The Governors more than halfway there. Wathen gets under the Remy Price serve. Price gets the dig on the way back. Here's a big shot, but off the net for McKenna Schleckaway. Check it. That was Terwilliger, but now the opportunity to come back for Rapid City Stevens, but they miss it wide and out of bounds. Six errors now for Stevens. There's right now maybe a little bit their own worst enemy here in set number one. The Governor's biggest lead is at seven as Price shoots one down the right side, but a good pass by Wathen up to Higgins. Set outside, battle at the net, and the Governors had it on their end. Now a loose ball up for Lily Sanchez, but her follow-through, they say, pulls the net down. That'll be a hitting error for Lily Sanchez. I really thought it was the ball that hit the net, but three in a row for the Governors had them up by seven. Now a six-point advantage still. Nine serving 15, Stevens puts it out. To Kaiser, they set it up to Sanchez on the outside. She's dug out. Now Rinke gets it back to Kristofferson, out to Kaiser, and Avery Kaiser will shoot and score again. Kaiser, who may have been taken out of the game a little bit by Sioux Falls Jefferson yesterday, but admittedly by Coach Tiffany Stoser, the Governors knew that Jefferson would be keying on Avery Kaiser. They tried to spread the wealth and move the ball around. Reese Terwilliger had a good game offensively yesterday, so Kaiser really starting to get in the swing of things here. Now Macy Wathen coming back. She wants to get in the swing of things for Rapid City Stevens. She'll shoot and score down the left sideline. That one just inside the back end line as the Govs lead 16-10, and Stevens comes with the serve. Carson Mettler gets it across. Here's a good shot, and Mettler could do nothing but essentially catch that one through the block. Reese Terwilliger with kill number one for the Govs. So another one and done here for Rapid City Stevens. As the Governors continue to look impressive here in game number one, although Kaiser will try go down the right side or back right corner. That one missing wide and out of bounds. 17-11. Governors maintaining a comfortable cushion here. A six-point lead, still 8 points to go before being able to claim game number one. They'll get one back as Alexis Langcake off the bench serves long. That's three service errors for Rapid City Stevens, along with six other errors on the floor as their struggles continue. Langcake out, the libero back in, Sydney Wathen ready to play up a serve of Reese Terwilliger. Wathen does. Get the pass up to Mettler. Swing on the outside. The Governors with Schleckaweyer there to block. Now Mettler, feet on the floor, puts it across. And just a little soft touch right down into the campfire. And Carson Mettler gets a gift kill here. Trading side outs quite a bit of late. A 6 and a 7-point lead. Now back to 6 here for the Governors. 12 serving 18. Macy Wathen's turn comes up again. There's a shot for Sherwood out on the right side. This one will miss just a little bit long. Third error now for the Governors on the floor. The first service point in a while for either team, and specifically for Rapid City Stevens here. Kaiser backs off to return the Wathen serve. Here's Boddicker, blocked back, and Kaiser was there to cover it up. Then Boddicker clears it out. Good rundown by Wathen to keep it off the floor. Now it's back to Pierre on a free ball. Sanchez sets up the two-hand push to Schleckaway, put up into the air. Here comes Higgins, and through a block and down out of bounds. Isabel Higgins scores her fourth for Rapid City Stevens. That was probably, on both sides of the net, maybe one of the best volleys we've seen so far here in this first set. Stevens picking up a little bit of steam, though, back within four now in what was a seven-point deficit. Boddicker takes a swat. That's down to the middle. Blocked, or rather dug by Wathen, but no ability to keep it alive. Good effort by Claire Fierro. But we'll give a kill to Campbell Boddicker here. Even though Stevens got a couple of touches on that one. Side out back to the Governors. It's 19, serving 14 as Kaiser, or Yep, that was Kaiser. Puts it across, a hit that goes long for Rapid City Stevens. And that one missed by a mile. No, it wasn't Kaiser. It was Elise Christofferson in serve, and she'll be back again to do the honors to a 20-14 lead for the Govs. Middle back, it goes to Wathen. Back set. No timing there, but the Governors getting a little bit greedy. Maybe McKenna Schleckaway, she's ruled in the net, or one of the Govs up front. Stevens had that quick set, and the Governors were responding to that, but the timing wasn't right for the Raiders. They get bailed out by the Govs on that net violation, and here's Sanchez crossing the center line, trying to tap one across. Here still leading by four, but getting a little bit sloppy here on these last 2 points, 20-16. Kaiser gets low to return the serve. Here's Boddicker out on the right side. That's dug by one hand up and across by Sydney Wathen. Now Sanchez out to the slide, and the block back across by Stevens, but it's out of bounds, and we'll give the kill to McKenna Schleckaway. Governors will get the serve back as Lainey Rinke checks in for Campbell Boddicker once again. A 5-point Governor advantage, 21-16. Here is Rinke, feet on the floor. Serves it across, played up. Here's Mettler on the outside. Dug back by Price and then pushed back as the Governors able to defend the block. Now they get a block of their own, and it is Schleckaway denying Higgins out on the right side. Higgins hit it back to her left toward the middle, and that's where McKenna Schleckaway was. A little help from Avery Kaiser defensively, and the Governors are three away from taking the first set here. Lob across, a little long for Lainey Rinke this time. That'll be the Governor's third service error. As that quick run will end, now 17, serving 22. Alexa Morin Baxter. Rather, Ava Mitchell checking out. Sydney Wathen, the server. Kaiser with a big swing, but the block is right back to her and out of bounds. Kaiser ducked underneath it. Swinging kill for Avery, who's got four now. She had six in the entire match yesterday. 23-17. Governors. Here's Mettler swinging on the outside. The Govs keep it alive. Put across on a free ball by Christofferson. Now Christofferson gets a set dig from Alexa Moore and Baxter. Not much on this return from Kaiser. There's a punch back from Stevens outside right, but Sanchez will miss, or rather, yep, that was Sanchez missing low and into the net. Now six errors here for Peer. And coming on to serve once again, Brianna Brewer, the 5'6 sophomore, 23-18 Governors, first set. And this one off the net and down. Good for Reese Terwilliger. The quick set for Elise Christofferson. Actually, I was thinking that one was coming down out of bounds, but that wasn't the case. Governors at the 24 spot. They've got set point and a number of them to work with here. Game number one. It's 24-18. It'll be Sanchez to serve for the game. Down the right side. Played up by Higgins. Mettler will send it back out to the left. And Rinke ran it down, but Macy Wathen will get the kill. Rinke put it back to the middle, and the Governor's unable to keep that one off the floor. So, second set point coming, 24-19 Governors, but it's Carson Mettler to serve for Stevens, and this one with some miscommunication between back row players for the Governors as they parted the Red Sea on that one, and it is an ace for Carson Mettler. First of the game for Stevens, 24-20. Set point number three. Played up by Price to Sanchez. Outside to Williger. That one bounces off the net, but it's over to Stevens. Here comes Higgins up in the air. Underneath of it is Price. Now another opportunity, but the block is good. And Stevens is ruled in the net as the Governors celebrate the game one victory with a little bit of a break there, but the Gales Gas Service scoreboard reads Pier 25, Rapid City Stevens 20, and the Governors will take the first set here in the consolation semifinal with a scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. We'll pause for 2 minutes. We'll go to the second set. When we come back, we'll give you the tally from the first set as well with the stats and more. You're listening to Pier Governor State Tournament Volleyball on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
It's the season of getting cozy, the season of warm apple ciders and sweet pumpkin pies. Mm. Before it's gone, be sure to get in the car, rev up that engine, put your pedal to the metal, and burn rubber before heading straight to the games. All sports are back, and First Dakota is sitting right up front with you on this adrenaline roller coaster. Raise your hands with every game-saving point. Shout out your lungs when it kicks into overtime, and enjoy the ride of the season. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pier and the surrounding areas. A friendly, local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. And Pier.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Back in Sioux Falls, kind of an odd occurrence as all three matches that are going on all were in a game break, as the first sets were won on the A court by Dakota Valley over Wagner and on the B court by Northwestern over Freeman. The Pier Governors defeating Rapid City Stevens 25-20 in the first set of our AA broadcasts and consolation semifinal as well. The Governors with 10 kills to Stevens 9. Avery Kaiser with 4. Isabel Higgins and Macy Wathen with 4 each for Rapid City Stevens. Errors were similar. Stevens had a couple of more of those. But as the Comtech first serve is put in play by Remington Price, that falls and turns into an ace for the Governors. And that's how they'll start game number 2. Welcome back. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Here in the second-to-last match of the season, second-to-last sporting broadcast for us of the fall sports season. And got a whistle here as the Governors send it across, but another net violation for Rapid City Stevens. Didn't really see that one happen, but that is the call, and Price will bring it again with a 2-0 lead. Laid up by Macy Wathen. Second touch over, put right back by Avery Kaiser. Kaiser waiting for a block, but Stevens kept it alive. They'll push it back. Now Terwilliger takes the swing. That one's blocked. Back to Price. Now Kaiser will take a swat, but miss a little bit outside from the left side, and Kaiser had to try to adjust in midair to a set that might have been just a little bit too high for her at the time. So 2-1, Rapid City Stevens will serve with the Governors leading. Here's a misplay in serve return. That'll turn into an ace for Sydney Wathen. And it'll be a 2-2 tie to start here game number 2. Sydney Wathen, good player, sophomore libero. Played up by Lainey Rinke this time. Back set, Christofferson to Sanchez. Lily will put her second kill across and down. The Governors will claim side out. First two to Pierce, second two to Stevens. Yeah, Sanchez back to serve, and that one got underneath the folded up bleachers or collapsed bleachers. Well, on the Pierce side of the net, Sanchez ready to go. Sends it across, played up by Wathen. Sydney Wathen, that is. There's a good pancake dive and the keep alive for Lainey Rinke, but nope, they ruled that as a short hop. Boy, the Governors thought Rinke got underneath that. And I'll be honest, I really thought she did too, but I'm a long ways away. We'll have to guess on who maybe had that swing, perhaps Macy Watson over on the left side. This is Brewer on to serve for Stevens. Now Kaiser goes right side back left corner, but misses a little bit long. Here thought they had that one as well, but it was long, 4-3. Stevens with the lead. That's their first lead at any time so far today. Stevens with Rinke playing up the serve is a good swing here for Terwilliger, but a job well done in keeping it off the floor by the Raiders. Now a loose ball at the net. Mettler gets it across, then Sanchez, bump pass by Rinke, cleared out by Kaiser. Now up near the net, and this set by Carson Mettler, a rare miss, as that one will fall. Set too close to the net, and the hitter had no chance on that one. So we've got side out once again. Four serving four. Here comes Kaiser, the senior, for the Governors. Middle back, played up by Wathen, and Mettler wanted to take a swing. Terwilliger might have been there for a block, but that was Sidney Wathen who came up and dove at it from the back row up front to try to get it up over the net. That doesn't fall. I really don't think Pierre got a touch on that one, so we'll call that an error for Rapid City Stevens. Govs lead 5-4 in the second. This one cleared away. Kaiser coming back again. Rather Boddicker out on the left side, and the Governor's starting to miss some of these attacks as Campbell Boddicker misses just a little bit long. Five serving five here as we continue to go back and forth early on in game number two. Sanchez runs down the serve play up. Got it to Boddicker, only with a tap out. Boddicker and Terwilliger both touch the block here. It's back to Stevens, now back to Peer. Sanchez outside to the right, and a cross-court effort by Michaela Sherwood is missed. So the Govs with a few misses, unable to keep things down in the red. Surrounding, what do they call this surface? I can't recall, really, but the makeshift court. There's an effort for Terwilliger, and she'll be able to get this one down the right sideline. Reese, who led the Govs with 12 kills yesterday, with just her second so far today, and she'll retreat to serve. Terwilliger gets that one across, and she'll take a dig, coming right back from Macy Wathen after playing that serve up. Loose ball kept alive nicely by Sanchez. Sherwood cleared it away. Now Wathen on the run takes the swing. Sanchez with a redirect at the net, but they will call her over the net. And an error here for Pierre once again. Too many of those early on here. Five errors giving Stevens a little bit of help out of their 7 points. Stevens will rotate now that they realize that that it's their serve. 7-6 Raiders lead. It's Lankeek off the bench. Good knuckle serve. Straight back to Kaiser. Sherwood takes a swing but misses it low. Michaela Sherwood struggling with her attack right now. And it's not just Sherwood. The Governors are missing on a number of occasions here. 7-7. Actually, the Governors had the 7-6 lead. Now one down to the back row. Campbell Boddicker up and good. Or down and good, if you will. From Lily Sanchez, Campbell with her second kill. Tied at 6, tied at 7. Well, we were tied at 4 and 5 as well. Before that, we got Christofferson in to serve. Actually, it is. Well, they did correct the score. Stevens now leads 8-7. So we were not tied at 7. At any rate, the slide out to Schleckaway is dug right back. Sanchez tries to put it back with a two-hander to no avail, but Higgins will miss on the outside. So now we're tied at 8 as the error for the Raiders helps the Governors out. Stevens has 4 misses in this second set compared to 6 for the Govs. Christofferson, 1, 2, 3. Not pretty, but a good job by Macy Wathen to get it across. And now the block up to deny Sanchez. Give credit here to Ava Mitchell with her second ace block. And the Raiders lead again 9-8. Game two, the Governors won the first one by 5. Macy Wathen rotates to serve. Brianna Brewer checking out. Lawton lobs it across, played up by Schleckaway in the front row. Christofferson up to Sanchez is dug out. Now it's Happer, and the Governors can't get to it. Isabel Higgins with her first kill of the second set. Stevens with a service point, and the Governors will take a timeout to try to settle things down just a little bit. A little messy in this second game so far, but plenty of time to go as the Raiders lead 10-8. Timeout on the floor brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling. Grab yourself a Coke and be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Governor State Tournament Volleyball, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. The 2012 season was a trying one for Pierre Governor girls golf. Or was it? With no courts on which to practice due to the 2011 flood, the Governors defied the odds and won the program's first ESD title. And Haley Getz became the second Governor girls golfer to win a state AA individual championship. The 2012 Pierre girls golf team, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment, presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Be safe. Drive smart.
We're back at the Denny in Sioux Falls. Governors trailing this second set 10-8 to Rapid City Stevens. Other scores have on the B court, Northwestern leading by a set and up 13-7 on Freeman in the second game. Dakota Valley running away with the second set so far over Wagner 16-3. And they've got the first set as well. Out of the Pier timeout, it's Macy Wathen serving. Stevens leading by two. Played up by Sanchez. She got it back but blocked back and then cleared away by the Governors. Now the Governors have to block themselves and can't get it. That is a kill for Alexa Morin-Baxter. Or check it, Claire Friero, number five, 5'8 senior, out on the right side. Pier block was there, and that one got to Remy Price still in a hurry as it ricocheted back toward the center. Sanchez will play up the next one here. The pass stays in the back row, and Kaiser misses the back row attack. Didn't get a lot on it, but that one stays in the net and a little bit low. Now Stevens up to a 12-8 lead, 12 points with seven Pier errors, helping the cause for Rapid City Stevens. Wathen, lob serve, and this one hits the net, crawls over. Schleckaway was backing off, tried to get underneath it, did a good effort, gave it a good effort, but unable to keep it in play. Wathen with an ace. We're tied at eight, and now a five straight for Rapid City Stevens, leading 13-8. Sanchez plays this one up, taps it across. Stevens will cover it up with Carson Mettler to the back row. Wathen then pushed out by Fierro. Up front it goes Christofferson to Schleckaway. Hot shot, good. Governors needed that. Not only just to break this five-point run by Rapid City Stevens, but if there's one thing that maybe the Governors just need to get back in a rhythm, get back in some system here, and see if they can start chipping away into that five-point hole. Now 9-13, there's a block. That'll help. It's two in a row. This one defensively for McKenna Schleckaway. That is more like it if you're the Governors. 10 serving 13 coming with Laney Rinke, that is. From right to left. Laney lobs this one up deep to the back row. Wathen will play it to Mettler in the middle. Sydney Wathen, the libero, takes a shot from the back row. Nothing doing. Sanchez is blocked. Now Lily gets up and gets a block of her own. The block of Sanchez's attack went back deep. Laney Rinke and reflex ended up putting it back across the net, but an ace block for Lily Sanchez, who saw it coming all the way. Three impressive points in a row now for the Governors, all of a sudden maybe flipping the switch here in the second set. Back within two. Tapper back. Now a two-hand power push by Avery Kaiser is defended. Higgins will stay on the floor to clear it out for Stevens. Christofferson back set. Sanchez had to retreat. And a free ball back. Now Higgins up in the air to take the swing. The Governors block. Sanchez with the shot. It's good. First touch by Elise Christofferson, but even with that pass, she got a good one up to Sanchez, who swings and scores. And the Governors with four in a row, back within one, 12 serving 13. Serve played up by Higgins. Now Sanchez off of the, or rather Schleckaway with the first touch. Kaiser palms one back. Stevens is sent running. They get a pass back up to Higgins. Staying on the floor once again to clear it out. Kaiser coming with the heat. Wathen digs on the layout. Now Higgins with the big shot. And the Governors have to lay out. Kaiser puts it back across. It's in the middle and a miss for the Raiders. Ava Mitchell unable to get this one across. Fine play on both sides. Action picking up a bit, but now the Governors have five in a row. What was 8-13 is now 13-13. Rinke, again, across, played up by Higgins. Mettler runs it down. Back row, Sidney Wathen swings. Dug out by the Governors. Christofferson will get it back to Kaiser, and the tapper is good, and the campfire and the Governors take the lead here in set two. Stevens has both timeouts that they can use yet in this second game, 14-13. They won't take one yet. Thought now might be a pretty good time for that to get things settled down. Well, they won't need it. Laney Rinke goes a little bit long here. Second service miss for Laney. First of the second set for the Governors, fourth overall. But that was a good six-point run for Rinke, but especially for the Governor front line. Really. Good serve across by Higgins, but Kaiser comes back and slams the door. A huge one and done for the Govs here, or for the Raiders, thanks to the side-out kill for Avery Kaiser. Set up by Lily Sanchez, and it's 15-14 Govs. Here comes Remington Price. Serving that one across to the middle. Mettler will take a swing and score. Kaiser, or a check at Price. Didn't see that one coming. Carson Mettler with just her second kill. As Pierce is held to a one-point service run this time. Sidney Wathen. Left to right across. Kaiser up to Christofferson. Good pass to Terwilliger to lead her. But it was blocked back. Sanchez and Christofferson clear it out. Now the Raiders tip it back. Here comes Kaiser. Left side. That's blocked. And Terwilliger couldn't reach it. It came right back to Kaiser, then Rinke, who had a reflex hit. Terwilliger unable to make that play, and you got to give Alexa Moore and Baxter some credit defensively up front. So Stevens has a service point, and they'll take the lead back at 16-15. Governors get it outside, but Sanchez misses it short. And that set pass might have been a little too close to the net, further away from where Lily Sanchez was expecting it. 17-15. Now Stevens with a couple in a row. In fact, three straight. Wathen serves. Kaiser from the knees plays it up. Gets up. Takes a swing, but that's defended. Now Mettler on the left side. Missing wide left. Carson Mettler with the left hand. As that one hooks, or in her case, slices away. Sixth error for Stevens. Governors have the serve back. And it is 16 serving 17. We've got a delay as one of the Governor frontliners, Avery Kaiser, got to tie a shoe here. Lily Sanchez ready to go. As we get back at it, tight game here. Second set, the Governor's up one so far with a 25-20 victory, but down 17-16. How about a block by Kaiser of a Mettler tap up in the middle? And Avery Kaiser with a defensive point. The ace block ties this one right back up, 17-17. Sanchez, low line drive across. Wathen got the play up here, swatted out. Loose ball coming from the A court, but they'll keep that one out. No, they're going to replay it. So Lori Durr blows the whistle. Early yesterday, we saw a ball that came from the B court in the middle. It got well up into the Governor's side, and game officials wanted to keep the play alive. That was overruled at the time. This one, they didn't waste any time. Sanchez serves. Governor's block. Higgins couldn't get it across because Michaela Sherwood and Reese Terwilliger were in the way. Now four ace blocks for the Governors here in this second game. That's six overall, and they've got the lead back. Seesawing back and forth. Several Lead changes now here in this second game. 18-17. Sanchez played up this time and a little tapper good for Alexa Morin-Baxter. She'll finally get her first kill of the afternoon. Or, well, I guess it's midday. We can call it the afternoon. At any rate, another tie, 18-18. On the race to 25. Here's a miss in serve off the bench for Brianna Brewer. Governors will take that. Fourth service error for Stevens today. Here by one again, 19-18. Rinke out, Boddicker in. Up front, Kaiser back to serve. Up the middle. Gets it to Wathen. Stevens outside left. Terwilliger and Sherwood again. Put up the brick wall. That one bounces right back down to the Stevens back line. Boy, that one came back quickly. We'll go with Terwilliger this time as they really both have teamed up on the last one. And I like to give just single blocks rather than trying to keep track of double blocks and things like that. But job well done. Here's a miss for Higgins as that one hits the antenna pin on the far side. And the Governors suddenly opening up a three-point lead. First time out taken here by Rapid City Stevens. It's Pier 21, Stevens 18. The Governors trying to go up by two sets. They're 4 points away. Coca-Cola timeout on the floor. And in our broadcast of Governors State Tournament Volleyball, we're back in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued. I'm empowered. I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in South Dakota high school sports.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Second game two of the Denny Sanford Premier Center in the AA consolation semifinal pier on top of Rapid City Stevens, 21-18. The other two courts are in game breaks again as Dakota Valley ran away from Wagner in their second game. They lead 2-0, and Northwestern is now up 2-0 on the Freeman Flyers on the B court. Here trying to do the same and go up by two here with a little bit of a rally out of the timeout, leading by three. Kaiser puts the serve back in play. Stevens on the second touch got it back across. Now Sanchez trying to touch, but they might have called the Governors in the net. Coach Stoser thinking maybe Stevens was too far over the net on that one, but that'll be a hitting error for Pier. And the Governors will have to defend the serve. Job well done. They get it to Terwilliger. Nope, Sherwood. Kayla Sherwood with another swinging kill. Actually, that's her first in this game, third on the day. Sanchez, who had the set assist in there. Terwilliger is back to serve it up. Here up 22-19. Another block here for Sherwood, but Stevens will cover it up in the back row. Then free ball it across and a back bump. Coming again, and a good block here. Boddicker may have mistimed the jump a little bit, but give credit to Macy Wathen, who was there defensively. Stevens will get it back. It'll be 20, serving 22. As Terwilliger is out and Price in to play libero and a defensive specialist in the back row. Coming with the serve here is Alexis Lankake. Played up by the Govs off the net. That's returned. Wathen blocked back just a little bit long. Boddicker was there, but this one bounces up and then long. And Macy Wathen will score, and the Governors need to take a timeout as Rapid City Stevens coming back within one, here leading 22-21. Governors trying to preserve this second set. We'll see if they can when we come back after this Coca-Cola timeout. You're listening to Governors State Tournament Volleyball.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank & Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our peer location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Governors 22, Raiders 21, game number two. Welcome back to the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. As Peer trying to go up two sets, just like Dakota Valley and Northwestern have as well. First of four games today in AA. Next up would be Huron and Sioux Falls Lincoln. Of course, this is the only one we're broadcasting, covering the Governors. As we so love to do, here on River 92.7. Lankeek continues in serve, back out of the timeout. Price will get it up to Sanchez. Sherwood takes a swing. This will be dug and out of bounds. And Michaela Sherwood with another kill. Governors respond nicely out of that break and preserve the lead. Now 23-21. Here won the first one, 25-20. Here's Christofferson on to serve. Wathen will play it up. They'll tap it out from Higgins in the middle. Not much on that at all. Boddicker will take a swing, but Sydney Wathen digs in Rapid City. Stevens is ruled in the net. Boy, we've had a lot of net violations, really, for both teams. Officials are keeping a close watch on this. Eight errors for the Raiders, and now the Governors have set point at 24-21. Up the near side with Wathen. She'll get it back. Swing it to the back row. Price lays out, gets it to Christofferson. The Governor's swing. Sanchez is blocked, and the Raiders able to keep it alive. Two-hand push is across, but wide and out of bounds. Governors win game number two. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's 25-21 Pier. And the Govs now lead 2-0 over the Rapid City Stevens Raiders. A scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. And we're at halftime. At halftime in our broadcast, a courtesy of Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find them in the Northridge Plaza in Pier. You'll hear from them, and we're back in 2 minutes to see if the Governors can play out a sweep looking for a state tournament victory. And we're back with more state tournament volleyball. Your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1 hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Red Rosa Italian Grill and Pier is hiring for full and part-time positions for the front and back of house. If you're seeking employment in a fast-paced, fun, and friendly atmosphere, Red Rosa would love for you to help them grow their team. With competitive wages, tips, and flexible hours, visit WRHospitalityJobs.com to apply or stop in and fill out an application. Red Rosa Italian Grill, 808 West Sioux Avenue in Pier. Apply today, an equal opportunity employer.
Two for two so far for the Governors here. Up two sets now, leading Rapid City Stevens with a 25-21 victory in that second game. Pierre with just 9 kills. Stevens with only 6 in that second game. But the Governors with 5 blocks. Stevens themselves had 3, and both teams with 1 service ace. The sloppy part of that, I guess you could say, was the 9 errors for both teams. Stevens with a two-handed push ended up missing wide. You're trying to paint corners and things like that in a situation like that, but Rapid City just unable to keep that one in play, and that's how it came to an end. So here we go to game number 3. Welcome back to the Denny in Sioux Falls. I'm Brian Oakman. It's Stevens with the contact first serve, a little tentative return here for Remington Price, and Sydney Wathen going to start with a service ace. And she'll bring it again. This time it's Kaiser playing it up. Avery wants it back, but she'll swing long. Wathen had a hand up on that one, but pulled it away. And Avery Kaiser with the miss. So the Governors have been the team to start fast in both of the first two games, but now Remington Price is ready to serve. And it turns out to be, I'm guessing, a net violation here for Rapid City Stevens. So another miscue for the Raiders. A little decoy up front, but a little tapper across. Now off the net, Kaiser will swing and score. Avery Kaiser with kill number 7 to lead the Govs attack. So far today, 2-1. Remy Price once again. By the way, the first serve was brought to you by ComTech. In Pier, blocked by Terwilliger, but on the second attempt, she got the block, but then was called for a lift or what I thought to be more of a double hit. That's going to be a kill, as it turns out, for the Raiders up front. We'll go with Macy Wathen, who leads Rapid City Stevens unofficially with 7 kills. Brianna Brewer in to serve. Governors get it set up to Sanchez, right side. Stevens defends it well, and Carson Mettler on the hook, will get the one-handed push to the back line. And that one falls for a third kill of the day for Mettler. Well played by Rapid City Stevens. And they'll get the serve again from Brewer, left to right. Stevens in black jerseys with blue numbers today, outlined by white trim, thankfully. Otherwise, these numbers would be a little difficult to see. There's a nice dig for Remy Price. Cleared away. On the punch by Sanchez. Governors get it back. Sanchez across court set to Kaiser. That one's blocked and out of the reach. With the inability to keep it alive from Lainey Rinke, give the block up front to Alexa Moore and Baxter. Maybe some help from Carson Mettler. 3 straight for Stevens, and they lead 4-2. Rinke backs off to play up the serve this time. Good pass up to Kaiser, but she is dug out by Brewer in the back row. Now a set by Mettler, sending Isabel Higgins way too close to the net. No play there, and that'll be another error for Stevens. Really an unforced error that time. And the Governors have the serve back, 3 serving 4. Way back on August 23rd, these two teams met at Riggs High Gym to start the season. Pier won that one in 4. I think they'd just as soon rather have a sweep today. Terwilliger in the middle, through the block and long. That'll be a swinging kill for Reese Terwilliger. And the Governors with a service point to tie it up at 4-4. Good to see an old coach from the Pier system, Daryl Walls, and his wife Marla here working at program sales today. Saw Daryl Kitt taking a look on this one a little bit ago. He seems to have disappeared back into the corridor once again. How about an ace for Lily Sanchez in the meantime? That one misplayed by the Raiders. And unless they're replaying that point for some reason, scoreboard still says 4-4. Outside left on the return this time for Stevens. And the push by Kaiser is blocked right back, and Carson Mettler will get an ace block. That is her first of the day. Now Stevens leads 5-4. I don't believe it appears. I'm not sure why, but might have been some reason that that ace by Sanchez didn't count. Maybe they had to replay that point. So it is 5-4 Stevens. Terwilliger is dug out. There's a block outside by Sherwood. And Stevens gets another swing. The attack to the dig by Rinke. Sherwood cross court misses wide. Now Michaela's been trying that a time or two, or actually 4 or 5 on this afternoon's events, but has missed on a few occasions. Governors get another chance to play this one up, and this is good for Terwilliger. That one through the block and down on the near side. Miss Campbell Boddicker will check in for Lainey Rinke. Avery Kaiser rotates back to serve. Terwilliger with kill number 4. 6-5, Stevens. Here's serving Kaiser, looking for an ace, but just a little too long. Second miss for Avery. Here has missed in serve 5 times overall. And now it'll be Alexis Langkeek to serve. for Stevens. Played up by Price, and a delay on who was going to get that one as Sanchez had to run it down, and she picks herself up off the floor. She might have hit the pole structure on this near side. But Lily got a late jump after off of that play up by Price. Serve return error for the Governors, and Stevens leads 8-5. Price pushes one back, and an in-betweener. Tough play for Remy Price. Tiffany Stosur up on her feet will ask for a timeout. That's an ace for Alexis Lenkeek and a 9-5 lead for Rapid City Stevens. Timeout called by the Governors. Timeouts are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pier. And your favorite Coke product. We're back in 30 seconds, and you're listening to the Governors from the state tournament on River 92.7.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Well, the Governors had their struggles early on in that second set. They got things turned around a little bit. Were able to come back for a 25-21 victory. Same thing seems to be happening so far here early in the third set as the Governors looking for the sweep. But Stevens has other ideas. They lead 9-5. Welcome back to the Denny. Pier will let the ensuing serve go, and Lenkeek will miss it long. So a good choice there by the Governor back line. And Reese Terwilliger will get a chance to put one in play. Six serving nine. Dakota Valley leading Wagner, 19-11, looking for a sweep. Same for Northwestern, 19-12, looking for a sweep as they lead Freeman. Down the right side, though, Stevens here will come back, and Macy Watson will swing and score. Governors said seemed like they didn't really expect that one to come down the near side. Well placed, and Wathen rotates to serve. Kaiser will play it up. Sanchez, good swing here for Sherwood, and this dig goes the opposite way, and they'll run it down, push it back. Here come the Govs again. Sanchez outside left, but a miss for Campbell Boddicker. That one rattled the pin on the near side. In fact, hit the tape and the server, and It did not make it across. That's a third error. Tiffany Stosur looked like she was ready to send in a replacement. But we play on. Kaiser, back row attack. Dig back up front. Well done by Mettler to keep that one out of the net. Free balls back to Pier. Here's a chance for Schleckaway, and that is good. Assisted by Sanchez and McKenna Schleckaway. All season long, and in fact for the last 3 years, McKenna Schleckaway has always had the ability to shoot him hot, but doesn't take as many swings as most of the other Governors. Doesn't get the opportunities, but more often than not, it seems like when she swings, she makes good on them. Here's a swing from the middle for the Raiders, and Claire Fierro gets one through a block and down to the backside. Remy Price looked like she was going to let that one go, but there was a touch up front. Stevens by 5, 12, serving 7. It's Isabel Higgins to serve. Outside it goes, and this one's in play for Campbell Boddicker. Good back set by Sanchez here. And Boddicker out, Laney Rinke in. Well, it seems to be a lot of rejoicing on that swing. That's not Boddicker, is it? Nope. That was Abigail Kropp who got into the state tournament and gets a kill. Had to rotate out for Rinke, but now Stevens comes back, and they'll put one home. So Abigail Kropp, a 5'9 junior, has a state tournament point for the Governors, but they still trail 13-8. Stevens got a kill. Not sure who got that last one. I know who gets this one, though. It's Avery Kaiser. Swinging and scoring for the Governors. Side out, back to Pier. Kaiser with 8. And it's 9 serving 13. Right side Governors will send it. Remy Price with a miss, though, just missing outside wide. You're not getting the service runs yet in this third game. Stevens will try for one with Brianna Brewer. Played up here by Kaiser. Send it out wide right to Sanchez. Dug out. Mettler takes a swing. That's blocked right back. No lift called. Pierre was celebrating a little early. Now they got to get back. Play some offense. Kaiser is blocked. Pushed out now as she keeps it alive here by Christofferson. To the back row. Price with a dig attempt, but it's over and out of bounds. And a hot shot kill. And who got that one? That would be Wathen up on the left side again. Macy Wathen with three in this set. Unofficially about nine in the game. 15-9 our score. Rapid City Stevens getting a little bit stronger. Sanchez, though, will send things back in the other direction as Lily Sanchez scores her fourth kill of the day. Lise Christofferson with the set assist this time. Pierce got a little bit of a hill to climb. Christofferson out. Sanchez rotates to serve. Michaela Sherwood back in up front for Pierre. Is a back row attack coming for Isabel Higgins. Dug out. And a little touch there for Terwilliger. Hey, back to the back corner. Thought that one was going to be long, but it falls at the feet of Nancy Keppen, the line judge. Easy call there and a kill for Avery Kaiser. Sanchez will serve it away. The match is done. Northwestern completes the sweep of Freeman. And Dakota Valley, as we speak, has just swept top seed Wagner. Hot shot here. That's a good one for Wathen as Price unable to keep that one in play. Truth be told, Remy Price, I think, having some struggles today with some of these attacks from Rapid City Stevens. Governors again up two sets, but down 16-11. Make it 16-12 as Carson Mettler will miss a serve. Low and into the net. The Governor's trying to get a sweep here. Has not won a state tournament match since 2008. So 14 years, a bit of a drought. But they are up two sets here so far in this one. Diving, dig, one, two, three, over but out of bounds by the Governors. It's a good effort. Abby Kropp is back in up front middle, front left. And we'll try to play the front line. I think she had a pretty good effort trying to keep that one off the floor, but three hits not enough. The Governor's got it over but missed out of bounds. Now 17-12 as Price will get to the serve here. Kropp, good angle back as she was out wide on the left. Here comes Higgins, and that will swing and score. Through the block and out of bounds, Isabel Higgins. Had a good first set. Only one with four kills. Only one kill in the second game. Now gets her first one here in the third. Stevens' lead is up to six. Price will play the serve up this time. Little tap over on the reach by Terwilliger. Blocked by Kropp here, but recovery for the Governors not there, and that'll be a kill, I believe, for Ava Mitchell on the right side. And the Govs have to take their second timeout here in game number three. Stevens out to a 7-point advantage, 19-12, and we'll take a Coca-Cola break with the Governors here. Timeout's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier, and we're back in 30 seconds with more from the Governors at the state tournament, River 92-7.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. Purchasing or selling a home can be the largest investment you make. I invite you to choose our team to help you with the process. For over 48 years, our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area with our professional service. It is our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, 605-224-5588.
Back at the Denny is the Governors, trailing by as much as big of a deficit as they've had all game and all afternoon long. They trailed by five in that second game at 13-8, bounced back, took six in a row to take a lead, ended up moving on to win that one. weren't quite ready for the serve here out of the timeout, but now Alexis Lankeek will get the okay. And she'll miss it low. Well, she missed one long that didn't count. And then comes back and misses this one low. So the Governors with a double icing of the server with that timeout. They've got a deficit to try to erase here. I'm sure Pierre would love to have the sweep. Obviously, that goes without saying rather than having to play a fourth set. But the way the Govs have been playing, don't count them out. Stevens with a net violation, unfortunately for them, and a gift point for the Governors. Another unforced error. I don't know if that was a net violation or an illegal touch. Meanwhile, Reese Terwilliger, it's a Reese Peanut Butter Cup. Service ace, that one at the feet of Macy Wathen, but out of her reach. Back under the net, and suddenly a four-point game. 15 serving 19 here. Terwilliger got that one across, tapped back by Higgins in the middle. Now it's Kaiser with a set pass out to Sherwood. This one is good. Kayla Sherwood didn't have a lot on it. Rare set assist for Avery Kaiser on that one. And the Governors now scoring four straight and come from behind mode. And Rapid City Stevens needs to take a Coca-Cola timeout. So we'll take that one with them, another 30 seconds, and we're back with more from the state tournament. You're listening to Governor Postseason Volleyball.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Governors down by seven, now making it a three-point deficit with four in a row. Stevens prompted into a timeout. Now 16 serving 19 coming back as Reese Terwilliger will look to continue the potential momentum swing here. Game number three, the Governors have the first two. The A and the B courts are both done in three-game sweeps. Pierre trying to make it a threefer here in the first matches of this second day of the state volleyball tournament. Back at it, and a setup outside for Michaela Sherwood, but she'll miss a little bit low and into the net. Fifth error for the Governors here in game three. Stevens cracks the 20 spot first as they lead by four. Terwilliger out, Price back in at libero. It'll be Macy Wathen to serve with Brianna Brewer out. Played up here by Price to Sanchez from the back row. A little punch out for Avery Kaiser. Now the return. Back to Price. Kaiser tries again from the near side left. Nothing doing there. Higgins punches it back to Price and Sanchez and Kaiser, but a miss. Wide left. That's not Kaiser. That is Abby Kropp. Kropp getting an opportunity to play in the state tournament. Just couldn't get the angle back that time. She's had some good attacks with some sharp angles, but not this time. 21-16. Net serve here. Kaiser will put it up into the air. Tap across. Schleck away is good this time. And a side out back to Peart. Stevens leading by four with four to go here in the third. 17 serving 21. Sherwood is out. Elise Christofferson is back in to serve now. Played it up as the Raiders dig here for Price. Coming back, Kropp out on the left side. This one is blocked in the middle. If you don't see who gets the block, just look to see who's getting shoved around as if to say, hey, great play. And again, it's Ava Mitchell, and she's got three of those. Ace blocks here in this match, playing well up front defensively for the Raiders. Higgins serves, backing off as Price. Remy struggles to continue. A little frustration after missing on this one. Another one that comes right into the midsection. Too high to bump, too low to set. And a good serve there for Isabel Higgins. Stevens leading 23 17. Kizer will get to this one to play it up to Christofferson, and a swing outside. Kizer got it back, or was that Lily Sanchez? Actually, that's Lily. Here with a much-needed swinging kill here. Hoping for a sweep yet, but they trail 23-18. Serving here is Grace Soma. She'll come in and serve it a little tentatively. Soma off the bench, the 5'5 senior. That one stays short and into the net. Got a set point now for Rapid City Stevens, 24-18. And it's Sydney Wathen to serve. Kizer plays it up. Christofferson to Sanchez. Middle shot good this time. And the Governor's not going quietly, but they've got a number of points that they'll have to try to pick up here. 19 serving 24. And Remy Price back to serve now. Lobs it across to the back right. Stevens plays it up. Higgins will set to Alexa Morin. Baxter the block and the recovery by Soma. Here swings by Kizer off the net. Free ball back by Stevens, but a dig too close. Still covered up by Pierre. Now 1-2. Good play by Soma, but a wide return from Avery Kizer. And an error by the Governors will give Rapid City Stevens game number 3. 3 games, not enough. We'll go to the fourth on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's Stevens 25 and the Governors 19. Pierre still leads, though, 2-1. 2-minute timeout. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier, and we're back for game number 4 next. You're listening to Pier Governors State Tournament Volleyball, your official voice of the Governors. River 92.7 with the audio stream as well, drgnews.com.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Flip your loan, lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. This is Jody. Now is the time to refinance your vehicle or recreational vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%. Plus, no payments for 90 days and $75 cash after finalization. Come see us on North Garfield Avenue at Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, the Governor's unable to keep the momentum going for 3 full sets as Rapid City Stevens claims their first of the afternoon, 25-19 in the third. Welcome back to the Denny. Stevens with just 7 kills in that third set compared to 12 for Pierre. But the Governor's with 7 errors on the floor, 3 more in serve to help Rapid City's cause. Stevens did get 3 blocks in that set compared to none for Pierre. Usually that's a stat that Pierre will generally own. Rapid City Stevens will come back and set up on Carson Mettler, the left-hander on the outside left off of the Comtech first serve put in play by Remington Price. We go to the fourth. Stevens striking first. See if Stevens keeps the momentum going, or if the Governors can get it back. They'll go to Kaiser out on the right, on the outside left, with a two-handed push. Peer block is there this time, and the return by Stevens. Now Higgins will have to set it back across. It's Price to Kristofferson to Kaiser. Or rather, Sanchez, the setter out there. Nope, Kristofferson is there. She'll get it again. Quick set here, and Terwilliger taps it over, but on two hits, it's back to the Governors. Now the reach, and Stevens is in the net. Terwilliger went outside right in the roll shot, that slide play, but even the back set not quite there where it needed to be to really give Reese a good swinging opportunity. But in the block attempt, Stevens reaches too far. And we've got a 1-1 start and a serve right back to RT. Reese Terwilliger bringing the heat. And the Governors with an emphatic second point here of game number four. Sanchez had the serve returned right back to the Governor front line. That's where those middle hitters in particular love to crush it back home. Terwilliger had another crack at it, but just a two-hand tapper back. Here's a Governor block. Sherwood keeps it alive, and then Terwilliger off the net, gets it down in the middle again. So Terwilliger with two in a row. And the Governors lead 3-1 with three in a row. Trying to get a good start going here in game number four. Sanchez serve played up by Sydney Wathen. Carson Mettler swings, blocked back to her, but she lifted it before putting it back across. That'll be a hitting error, but a good block. In fact, I think you give credit to the block on that one. And most likely Michaela Sherwood in there involved. Terwilliger as well. Here's a lob served by Sanchez trying to go short left. But that one will hook wide and out of bounds to the left. Second error in serve for Lily. She struggled a little bit, but again, trying to keep everything aggressive yesterday. Governor's serving for a better percentage so far today. Kaiser backing off on the right side to return the serve. Terwilliger swings, but that's defended by Stevens. Now a tapper across. Lainey Rinke lays out to keep it off the floor. Kaiser swings, and Wathen does the same. He'll try it again. Rinke, this time to Kristofferson. Terwilliger blocked back. Actually, it was Sanchez. She got it back, and then a push pass by Price. Back to the net, a little too close. Kaiser couldn't make a play, and the Governors give that one up. And it'll be three serving four with Stevens earning two in a row. Brianna Brewer serving left to right from the middle. Price sees this one off the net well. Went to the knees to play it up. Kaiser punches it out. Nothing doing there. Stevens will get a point here off of the block. That one goes long. And it's Macy Wathen with the swinging kill. Wathen with 11 unofficially in this game. Three in a row for Stevens now as they lead 4-4. Brewer lobs one here to Price. Kristofferson this time to Sherwood. No, it's not Kristofferson. It's Sanchez doing the setting. And she'll get another one here as Michaela Sherwood scores her sixth of the afternoon. Now 5-4 Governors. Avery Kaiser puts this one across from right to left, outside right. Lauren Baxter is blocked back. Stevens will put one across, but too long and too strong from Carson Mettler. And the Governors get a service point once again, leading 6-4. Kaiser ready to go again. Up the middle, good line shot here. Brewer close to the net. Mettler has to hook it, and she finds the spot in the opening. Carson Mettler with another kill. That is her fifth of the afternoon. Mettler, a big 6-foot setter. Frame-wise and ability-wise, not as big of a name as maybe a Bergen Riley of O'Gorman, but when you think of 6-foot setters and the big setters that are such weapons when they can do some passing, some hitting, and also some blocking, those are the types of people you'd love to have. Reese Terwilliger with a kill, by the way. Looks like Remy Price might have a little bit of blood from the leg, and Casey Michelson there on the training staff actually going to attend to one of the fingers of Lily Sanchez. So I don't know if those two collided, maybe there was a scratch because Remy Price is getting a look as well, getting some blood wiped away from the leg from Coach Kim Byerly. So a little bit of a delay here. The Governors lead 7-5. They lead the match 2-1. They won the first two, 25-20, 25-21. Stevens came back with a 19-25 victory in the third set. Governor's going to have to take a timeout here to attend to these minor medical issues. We'll take a 30-second break. Coca-Cola break in the action. We're back with more Pierre Governor's State Tournament Volleyball.
Red Rosa Italian Grill and Pier is hiring for full and part-time positions for the front and back of house. If you're seeking employment in a fast-paced, fun, and friendly atmosphere, Red Rosa would love for you to help them grow their team. With competitive wages, tips, and flexible hours, visit WRHospitalityJobs.com to apply or stop in and fill out an application. Red Rosa Italian Grill, 808 West Sioux Avenue in Pier. Apply today, an equal opportunity employer.
Back at the Denny, Governors had to take a timeout to keep Lily Sanchez on the floor. But again, some blood that I can only speculate maybe with a scratch of Sanchez, also involving Remy Price, who got some maintenance taken care of as well. And we're set to go back at it, but the Governors did have to spend a timeout early here. 7-5, they have the lead. Fourth set, we're back at it. Reese Terwilliger continues with a good serve. Back to Sydney Wathen. The Raiders come up with a return, but retreating goes Terwilliger, unable to run it down, and Macy Wathen will get the swing and kill again. So Stevens bounces right back. Got a one-point game here in the fourth. Again, the B and the A courts both went three sets. The double A going at least one extra here as we play the fourth. Price will play up the Wathen serve, and the Governors will come right back and score it. Give it to McKenna. Schleck away. That one through the block and down to the back right. Schleck with a good angle there. And a one and done for Rapid City Stevens. It's 8-6 Governors. And Sherwood checks out. Christofferson back on the floor. Michelle serve. Back to Wathen in the middle back. Mettler sets up outside to Higgins, just a tapper across. Christofferson kept it off the floor, tapped back by Sanchez. Now Price with the dig of Macy Wathen. Here's a swing for Sanchez. That's no good. Mettler got it up into the air. Now a push pass up. Nice reach for Wathen close to the net. Boddicker on the move, swings and scores. Campbell Boddicker, who surrendered a little bit of time up front to Abby Kropp. Out of the junior class, Boddicker with her third kill of the afternoon. And the Governors up their lead to 9-6. Christofferson with a good line drive serve. Good look here. Set touch is over as Carson Mettler will get another kill. She's got three of them here in this third set. Scoreboard still says 10-6. Yeah, there it is, number 7 on the board now for Rapid City Stevens. Nick Huntemer, the floor official near the scorer's table. Nope, Pierre is stuck at 9. So they gave one to Pierre instead of Stevens. They had to get that situation righted. Correct score, 7 serving 9 here as Price will play up the serve this time. Punch out here for Lily Sanchez. Back to Kaiser on a hot shot dig. Boddicker, big swing, blocked out of bounds. Campbell Boddicker with a couple of hot shots in a row, trying to get some momentum back on that green side of the net. Ms. Pierce trying to finish this match without having to go to a fifth. Laney Rinke into service. Boddicker checks out. Wathen will play it up. Mettler outside right. Tapper for Higgins is good. Boy, Kaiser and Schleckaway were there, right there, essentially breathing down the neck of Isabel Higgins. But there was just a little opening of about a foot and a half, maybe, between Avery Kaiser and the right side antenna for Higgins. She was able to fit it in and get the kill. Now the Governor's coming back, and Kaiser will get a scoring kill. So one and done there for Rapid City Stevens. And now 11 serving 8. Coming back with Remy Price to serve, and this one is a misplay. Touched over and out of bounds. Oh, that was an ace written all over it, but a reach by the front line of Rapid City Stevens, and somehow the ball gets across and falls on the front left to the governor's side. That was not supposed to happen if you were the governor's, and they had no reason to think that it would have or should have. Coming back, though, returning, Kaiser with the swing, out. Now Mettler with a left-handed swing. The set assist from Isabel Higgins. Carson Mettler becoming a hot hand here. 5 kills unofficially, and Stevens back within 1 now. 10 serving 11. Game 4. Consolation semifinal here at the state AA. Price plays up the Wathen serve. Now Kaiser will swing, but a nice dig here by Macy Wathen. Govs have to try again. Kaiser outside to Sanchez, and this one is touched in the back row. Higgins at the last moment tried to pull it away, but it still got a touch on it. I think that ball might have come down in fair play anyway. Sanchez will get kill number 7, and she'll rotate to serve. 12 serving 10. Sanchez across. Claire Fierro will play this one up. Mettler will miss this one a little bit long. Carson Mettler unable to get on top of that one. The Govs lead is 3 at 13-10. They're halfway home here in the fourth. Looking to finish this one off. Still got a ways to go. Sanchez line drive back to Fierro. Kept alive. Loose ball at the net. Pierre has it now. And it's pushed out by Remy Price. Here's Wathen to Higgins. Outside Mettler. Good. Block was there for Pierre, but it comes straight down once again, and Carson Mettler continues with the hot hand. 13-11 our score. Govs by a couple. Brianna Brewer checking in to serve again. Across to Price. Sanchez coming up outside left. Off the net, Terwilliger will take it. Down in the middle, but Reese Terwilliger, who a number of times has taking a swing right off the top of the net, gets him to crawl across, and that one right down into that Stevens campfire. And a miss here this time for Avery Kaiser, coming with the aggressiveness, but that one hits the top of the net and stays on the pier side. 14-12, governor's lead. And Carson Mettler will send it across. Little misplay here by Kaiser, but run down by Sanchez. Good pass back to Terwilliger. Swings it out from the back row. We're behind the 10-foot line. Now Price with the dig up. Boddicker with the second touch. Good communication there, but a free ball back from Pier. And now swing for Higgins. Here's a layout dig for Kaiser. Boddicker pushes it across again. Mettler first touch here. Brewer stays in the back row. Sydney Wathen clears out with a free ball. Swing this time for Terwilliger. Defended. Now Higgins up front. Punches. Sanchez. Then Price in the back row. Swing for Kaiser. That won't go. As Sydney Wathen digs again. Here's a block for Pierre, but no. It is back and out of bounds. Give the kill to Isabel Higgins. And the Raiders are back within 1. Take a quick moment for station identification. This is Governor Volleyball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
There you go, 14-13. Governor swinging here, looking for a tip, won't get it. The miss for Campbell Boddicker, and suddenly Rapid City Stevens back even. 14-14. Stevens won't go away. It's Mettler serving. Back set, and that's miscommunication for the governor. Somehow Terwilliger gets it across. They were fortunate. Stevens got a hand on that, but it's short-lived. That's a middle kill for Macy Wathen. And Rapid City Stevens is back in front, 15-14. Governors, it wouldn't be a bad time for a timeout, but due to some blood on the hands and the jerseys of a couple of players early on when it was 7-5, they had to take a timeout. They don't want to use the second one just now. Here's Higgins swinging for Stevens through Kaiser. And that one stays in play for Boddicker. Now back up to Sanchez, clears it out. Here comes Alexa Morin-Baxter, blocked but kept alive by Boddicker. Now Kaiser has to bump it away. A lot of free balling going on. Higgins wants a swing, but so did a teammate who actually had that one. Doesn't matter. Another free ball back. Stevens will try to get in system again. Well done, but Kaiser even better. It's a dig. Second touch over from Sanchez. Now Higgins again blocked by the Governors. Stevens had all the offense on that rally, but the Governors stayed with the defense. They kept at it, and their first second ace block of this second set gives them a big one. Stevens had four in a row to take the lead. Now we're tied 15-15. A lot of credit to the Governors, especially up front defensively on that sequence. Higgins with a punch out here. Kaiser will set one up for Boddicker. That is defended. Front row it stays. Higgins on the floor with another palm shot. Right there is Sherwood to try to block it, but that one was touched by Michaela on her way down, so a gift kill for Isabel Higgins. She has three in this set, nine in the match now. Another versatile player. Stevens has a few of those. Carson Mettler, Isabel Higgins, both in the top five of the team in kills and the top two in set assists. Schleckaway swings and misses long. And Stevens back in front at 17-15. Previous point gave them the lead back. Left to right. This is a miss in serve for Alexis Lenkeek. That is her fourth miss in serve on the day. Governors will take it. Winner of this one gets the consolation championship tomorrow. The loser will play for seventh place. Huron and Lincoln will be the opponents. They'll decide who plays whom in the second match of the day when this one comes to an end. Swing outside to Macy Wathen, score it. One and done for the Governors. Trailing by two again. 18-16 Stevens, they'll serve. And on steps Wathen to serve. Played by Sanchez. Kristofferson, back set, actually crossed the net, and the Governors are across the line. Time for a Coca-Cola timeout. Five errors in this game of the Governors. Need to get things going on the right path here, trailing 16-19. We're in the fourth. They still lead two sets to one. They don't want to play a fifth. You can guarantee that. We'll see if they can get it turned around after a 30-second break. Coca-Cola timeout. This is Governors State Tournament Volleyball.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in South Dakota, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
19-16, Rapid City Stevens leading here in the fourth set. As the Pierre Governors looking for their first state tournament victory since 2008 when they went to the finals in back-to-back years. 2007, of course, was that undefeated season. A championship match that saw the Governors win two sets, but Stevens come back and win the last three to thwart what was or what could have been an undefeated season that year for the Governors. The following year, the Govs pulled an upset in the semis against Aberdeen Central. Went to the finals, but lost in straight sets to Rapid City Stevens. Here's a swing on the outside left for the Govs on the way back, and Lily Sanchez will get one down just on the back end line. Governors fortunate to get a side out here. That win over Aberdeen in the 08 semis was the last time the Governors won a state tournament match. They'd been to state four times since, including last year, but have finished in eighth place all 3 years. They want to get off that schneid here. Stevens comes back, and Eleni Rinke served, though. Claire Fierro helped out maybe by a decoy in the middle. That one through the block and down. Quick service run by the Governors of just 1 point. Now it's Higgins to serve from left to right. 20-17. Raiders in front. Rinke plays it up, and the Governors get the bump set spike. Kristofferson to Kaiser on the outside. I think right now the Governors need a heavy dose of Avery Kaiser. Send it to your seniors. 18 serving 20. Price will take the serve. Speaking of seniors, right to left. This one across. Wathen plays it up to Higgins. That one over the net. Sanchez had it, and this is going to be an error in the net by the Raiders. Boy, a bad set there by Rapid City. Stevens went over the net. Sanchez hit it once into the net. Would have been called for a double hit on really something that wouldn't have even been her fault. But as the governor's blocked, Sanchez keeps Mettler denied, but it comes back to Carson Mettler, and this one is down on the back end lines. Carson Mettler gets her seventh kill of this game, her 10th overall. Suddenly has woken up. Is that a word? Suddenly has awakened here in the fourth game, 21-19 Raiders. It's Kaiser with a palm shot out. Wathen to Higgins outside. They want Mettler again, but this one is a miss. She took her eye off of it, was watching the block instead of the ball. And Pierre will get the miscue. And a side out back, 21-20 Stevens. Is this one coming down to the wire? Sanchez will take the serve. Up to the middle back as Wathen plays it up to Higgins again. This one a little bit wide. The Governors had no chance to cover that one up, but Claire Fierro just missed it wide on the cross-court effort. 21-21. First tie in a while here in the fourth set. Sanchez puts this one in a good spot. Fierro plays it up. Higgins ran it down, cleared out of the back row by Wathen. Here comes Kaiser. Little palm shot, though. Didn't have enough time to get a swing on it. Mettler gets a swing. Somehow Sherwood puts it back, and the Raiders return it. Governors in system, but Kaiser can only punch it away again. Now a chance up front. Mettler again. Score it. Carson Mettler swinging well here in this fourth game. 22-21. Stevens leads by one. It'll be Brewer to serve. Brianna across. Sanchez will set it up. That is Reese Terwilliger. Well played by the Governors. That's a much needed side out here in crunch time in the fourth set. You never, and certainly if you're the Governors, it's always this way, but you just do not want to go to a fifth set, especially after you took the first two. Stevens comes back. Good hang time here. Macy Wathen swings and scores, and it is Stevens in front again, 23-22. Governors out of timeouts. Here in the fourth, Stevens actually hasn't used one yet. Terwilliger adjusts. Dug out by Brianna Brewer. Here's a punch, and there's nobody home. Through the block. The kill for Higgins out on the left side. And set point here for Rapid City Stevens. We're in the fourth, 24-22. Stevens trying to tie it at two apiece. Mettler swings it away. Price leaves it in the back row. Pushed up by Kaiser. Boddicker takes a swing, but is dug out. Now it's up front to Higgins. She'll tap it. Sanchez, no good. That one just didn't come where they thought it was supposed to, and Higgins will score her fifth of the set. And Rapid City Stevens has evened this match on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Raiders 25, the Governors 22. Match tied at two games apiece. They'll have a coin flip at the scorers table among the captains. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. The scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre, and we'll head to 15 when we return for game number 5 in the consolation semifinal of the state tournament. You're listening to Governor Volleyball, your official voice of the Govs, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre. Since 1881.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher, Rounds & Associates in Pierre. Terry Becker already had achieved success as a boys basketball coach leading Del Rapids St. Mary to the 2004 Class B Championship. Then he kept that success going after coming to Pierre. Under Becker, the Governor's made 10 state tournaments in his 17 seasons in the capital city, including a AA state championship in 2013 and a runner-up finish in 2006. Terry Becker, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher, Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the SDHSAA, are the 29,000 high school sports and performing arts students in South Dakota. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Well, a little while ago, this is not where we expected to be. Going to a fifth game, welcome back to the Denny Sanford Premier Center. It's state tournament volleyball, though. Anything can happen. You've got eight really good teams in the tournament field, including the Pierre Governors and the Rapid City Stevens Raiders. Governors won the first two, 25-20, 25-21. But Stevens, on a 19-25 and a 22-25, come from behind effort, sending us to a fifth game. Brian Oakland along with Heather Williams in studio. Welcome back, as we'll see who gets the first serve. And again, of course, you're heading to 15 in the fifth set. Governors who went 5 in the first round of the state tournament by winning the first two sets but losing the last three last year to Brandon Valley, hoping that lightning doesn't strike twice. And we just talked about a famous Pierre and Stevens state tournament matchup when the Governors had two, only to see Stevens come from behind to win three straight. That was in the 2007 state tournament. I know that was 15 years ago, but Pierre volleyball fans still remember. Comtech first serve by Remy Price, and it's a block up front with Remy, with Reese Terwilliger in particular, along with Avery Kaiser, and the Governors will score first. When you go to 15, a quick start is of the utmost importance. Governor student body filling that section right now, and they're all on their feet. Here's a bit of a misplay on the second Price serve, and Stevens can't get it back across the net. Second touch wasn't too bad, but it made Claire Fierro reach a little too much. And the Governors have the first two, as Price will get it right to left. Lob it across. Fierro plays it up to Isabel Higgins. Outside, Carson Mettler, who had a huge fourth set with eight kills. She'll not get one here, but the Governors reaching are called for in the net. And again, numerous net violations here in game number four on both sides. Sydney Wathen, first to serve for the Raiders, played up by Kaiser. She'll get it back from Christofferson. Shoom! Right down that left sideline. Avery Kaiser with kill number 12, one of the hottest hits of the afternoon for the Governors. Now Stevens suddenly with a fan base here. They haven't had much. Didn't travel very well, obviously, with the weather conditions and a long road from out west. Here's a tapper, good for Kaiser. Sanchez with a set assist. Kaiser with a couple so far. Pierre out to a 4-1 lead now. And Lily Sanchez will serve it up again. Again, going to 15. Govs with a good start so far, but a long way to go. Back row attack, Macy Wathen. Dug out by Rinke. It's Sanchez. It's Kaiser. Blocked back. And Sanchez unable to keep it alive. Fierro celebrating. I believe that's Alexa Morin Baxter, though, who was playing up front. She'll get her third ace block. And the Governor run ends at two. It's two for one so far, 4-2 Gov's lead as Price plays up the serve from Brianna Brewer. Terwilliger takes a swing, but that's dug out. Now a little palm shot that gets through. Macy Wathen scores. Macy having a good match. Unofficially 16 kills for the 5'10 senior. 4-3. Again, served up. Kaiser to Sanchez cross the court with the set. Terwilliger off the net, but is dug out by Higgins. Mettler, as Rinke makes a good one-handed play, cleared out. Now a chance for Higgins to set up outside and score it again for Wathen. I don't know if that's a Stevens student body. I just haven't noticed them all game long, but all of a sudden there's a lot of fans here for Rapid City Stevens. Cheering. I don't know if they're for the next game. There's a block up front on a Sherwood tap. And Mettler will put it back. And now Stevens has the lead at 5-4 in the fifth. Brianna Brewer, short. This time, service error. Stevens scored four in a row. Now we're tied at 5-5, and Avery Kaiser will rotate to serve. Take Rinke out, put Campbell Boddicker in up front for Pierre. As Kaiser, a good lob serve. Brewer got it barely up into the air. Good block by the Governors, but Stevens kept it alive. No system that time. Here it comes from Terwilliger from the middle. Good. Reese Terwilliger's first of the fifth set, her 10th of the match. And it's the Governor Green back in front, 6 serving 5. Kaiser again goes back left. Brewer with a good pass up to the center. Mettler tapper over, though, from Wathen. Here has to run one down in the back row. Free ball it back from Sanchez. Now Higgins up to Mettler again. Nothing on that one for Stevens. Sanchez with a chance in the tapper. Sherwood, count it. No, that's Terwilliger again. Reese Terwilliger with 3 kills, all assisted by Sanchez here. And our first timeout of Game 5 goes to Rapid City Stevens as the Governors have scored 3 straight and have taken a 7-5 advantage. Timeout brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and your favorite Coke product. Go get one. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Governors from the state tournament on River 92.7.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Seven to five Governors on the way to 15, game 5 here at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Ryan Oakland with the play-by-play. Back and forth so far. The Governors scored, had a 4-1 lead, fell behind 4-5, now leads 7-5 as Avery Kaiser out of the timeout continues in serve. Stevens taps one back. Kaiser cut in front of it at the middle to set it back, and 3 hits here, not enough for Rapid City Stevens. Governors were fortunate to get a second hit over, and Stevens wasn't ready for that. They're not able to get it to clear, and the Governors score a 4th point straight, and it's 8-5. Kaiser barely got this one across on the lob. Good play by Brewer to get it up in the air. The Governors block, and it's down on the line. Far side, Michaela Sherwood. Stevens not getting in system. They've been on the floor to try to clear a lot of balls today this time, and some of them have worked out well, but this time Michaela Sherwood saw it coming. 9-5 Governors. Kaiser again serves. Govs are there to block. Sherwood, Terwilliger, good brick wall. Mettler swings to the back row. Cleared up by Price. Now a swing. Terwilliger is good again. Suddenly the Governors are finding some rhythm and some system that they didn't know they had in games 3 and 4. And they lead 10-5. A 5-point advantage with 5 to go on the way to 15 here in game 5. Kaiser serves it up again, played up by Brewer to Mettler outside. No attack really for Rapid City Stevens. Boddicker will try. That's blocked and over and out of bounds on the Pierre bench side. Campbell Boddicker swings and scores. And the run will continue here for Kaiser and company. 11-5. Avery again from right to left. Continues to serve well. Brewer played it up to Mettler. They've got to adjust to get it across. Not much of an attack again. Pierce swings here. Terwilliger is blocked. Now a loose ball. Stays on the Stevens side. Two hits. Three hits. No system there. It'll be Price. Sanchez back set. Sherwood is dug out high in the air. Higgins had to run around a teammate. And suddenly Carson Mettler takes a swing. And that one off of a fingertip block is down, touched by Terwilliger. It was down in fair territory anyway. Carson Mettler will swing and score. And that ends a seven-point rally by the Governors. It'll be six serving 11, and Mettler is back to the back row to serve. Backing off Terwilliger, looking to get it back, but it goes to Sherwood, and the Governors are in the net. Apparently Sherwood's follow-through rattles the net. It's amazing how many net violations we've had, both teams combined in this one. Maybe something these officials both are keeping a close watch on. Boddicker will swing. That's blocked back to the antenna on the near side, and Campbell Boddicker comes back with a big point for the Governors. Stevens gets two. But side out back to Pier, 12 serving seven. Here comes Terwilliger from the middle. Up the middle, more to the left side, played up by Brewer. Tapper is across. The Governors are there. Schleck away. They'll have to free ball it back, though, from Kaiser to the back right. Sidney Wathen to Carson Mettler. Big swing in the middle here. You can count that one for Macy Wathen. Stevens continues to bring the offense. But in this fifth set, they have not been able to get a lot of swings, at least not like the one they just got here from Macy Wathen. She's got three in this game, and Wathen having quite an afternoon. Eight serving 12. Good serve here. Alexis Lenkeek is off the bench to put it through. Schleckaway is denied on a block here. Stevens with the point. I think Macy Wathen gets that one as well, and now the Governors will take a timeout. They lead by three with three to go. Game five, it's 12-9 Govs, and we'll take a 30-second timeout. Coca-Cola Bottling back with more Peer Governors State Tournament Volleyball.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Well, 12-9, the Governors leading Rapid City Stevens. We're in the fifth. Coleman Egan and Castlewood on the B court. Platt Geddes and Belle Fouche on the A court. They've been waiting a while. Those two courts ended in straight set sweeps in the first consolation semifinal. Governors' third set wasn't done yet, and here they've had to finish that one, then play a full fourth. Now they're in the fifth. Is this one getting a little bit dicey? 12-9, the Governors do have the lead. Here comes Boddicker swinging off the net and scoring it again. Three kills for Seabot here in the fifth, and the Governors are two away from moving on to the consolation championship. It is 13 serving 9. As Sherwood checks out of the front, rotates to the back. That brings in Elise Christofferson. AC serves it up. Played up by Macy Wathen. Mettler will go out left side. Not much on that. It's a tapper. Christofferson out to Sanchez on the right. Lily didn't get a lot on it either. Here comes Higgins, though. And Kaiser sets it up. Here's Boddicker. One more time. Good for 16. Campbell Boddicker with her biggest hit of the afternoon. And the Governors are at match point. 14 serving 9. Governor fans who weren't on their feet already are now. Christofferson, short left, good serve. But Higgins is blocked on a tapper, loose ball at the net. The Governors with another block, and Stevens is in the net. The Governors win it. How fitting this one ends on a net violation, as there were just net violations all game long on both sides. Rapid City Stevens on that battle at the net for a loose ball. The Governors win it. They win it 15-9, scoring the last three, and the state tournament drought is history. It has been a number of matches. I think, what are we talking? 12, 13, 14 matches in a row. And 14 years since the Governors won a match at the state tournament, but they get one here. They defeat Rapid City Stevens in five sets, 25-20, 25-21, 19-25, 22-25, and 15-9 in the fifth. Way to go, Pierre Governors, as that's the scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. You can use their budget plan and keep full service to stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Let's take a three-minute timeout. We'll go to the postgame. Our postgame comes to us courtesy of Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. We'll try to get a conversation with the winning head coach, Tiffany Stoser. Just saw her and Avery Kaiser walking out of the arena, shoulder to shoulder, arms around each other. That was a well-earned victory by the Governors as they'll play for the consolation championship coming up tomorrow. 3 minute break and your Family Dental post game is up next. This is Governor Volleyball from the state tournament, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
Beck Motor Company is thankful for their customers. With your vehicle purchase in November, enjoy a coupon for a delicious Perkins pie for your holiday gatherings. New vehicles are arriving daily, and our pre-owned selection has never been better. Needing cash for the holidays? Stop in for a no-obligation appraisal anytime. See us at beck-motors.com, 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress, paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest growing companies in South Dakota.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to the Denny and Sioux Falls. It took a while, but the Governors outlast the Rapid City Stevens Raiders in five sets, 15-9 in that fifth, and they will move on to play in the Consolation Championship tomorrow, slated for about 1:15, depending on how long the seventh-place matches and the awards will go. tomorrow morning. So we'll play that one by ear. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Boy, did the Governors deserve a victory in the state tournament, man. It's been a while, no doubt about it. They came out guns blazing, even though Stevens was playing very competitively along with the Governors. Peer did get the first two sets, and they just looked flat out like the better team on the court, which, again, we kind of expected. You go all the way back to the first match of the season. The Governors won in four. They were the four seed in this, the five seed, rather, in this tournament. Stevens was the eight. But Stevens, who did get off to a slow start, kind of picked things up, and they were able to win this one despite the fact that Stevens came back in the third and the fourth, and the Governors, who have the history of winning two but losing three in five-set matches in places you really don't want to see that happen, they were able to get a good start. They got out to a 4-1 lead in that fifth game. Stevens came up with four in a row, took a 5-4 lead, but the Governors scored seven straight and never did look back, even though they had to fight off a charge. Stevens got back within three at 12-9, But the Governor scored the last three with some big hits from Campbell Boddicker in particular. It was actually a net violation that won the final point for the Governors, and 15-9 again, your final in this one. The stat sheet got a little messy in this one. You go five sets, you're going to have a lot of tick marks and a lot of things to count. Overall, though, quick recap, as the Governors did have a good start. They never trailed in that first game. Got out to a good 5-1 beginning, and Stevens got back within three at 6-3, but the Governors scored four straight, opened up that 7-point lead. It came back to four at 12-8, but Peer made it seven again from there. And then we went back and forth with a lot of side outs between a 6 and a 7-point lead for the Governors. Again, it became four at 18-14, but the Governors pulled up into the 20 range. Still leading 20-16, but still Stevens never got any closer than that. Peer wins at 25-20 in the end. Second game saw a little more back and forth. Stevens had their first lead at 4-3 early on. They led 6-5. Governors got back. In fact, they led 8-6. Governors tied it up at 8-8. Stevens went up 13-8, but the Governors had a good turnaround of six in a row to go up 14-13. Then we had a few ties and some more back and forth play. 17-15 Stevens, 18-17 Governors, tied it at 18. But the Governors get three in a row to go up 21-18. Stevens got back within one at 22-21. But the Governors again score the last three to make that one a 25-21 victory. But Stevens had the better start in the second game, opened up a 9-5 lead, continued to lead by four, made it 5-13-8 and 6-15-9. You're just you still kind of thought they might come back, but that just never really materialized, as they got no closer than 3 at 19-16, and Stevens won that third set by a 25-19 count. So we go to the fourth, and again more back and forth play. Really, a lot of back and forth. Looks like, as I recount my tally, Stevens never really led Peer until it was 15-14, and that came off of four in a row. Peer led 14-11 at the time. Stevens goes up 15-14. He continued to lead all the way up through the rest of that match, except for a 21-21 tie. Then we went back and forth, 22-21, 23-22. Stevens, however, gets a side out and a final point with a 25-22 victory. And then in the fifth, once again, the Governors got two. Stevens got one. The Governors got two again and led 4-1. But Stevens, with a nice run to try to get that momentum back on their side, they led 5-4. But a big 7-point rally with Avery Kaiser in serve. And that was a situation where the Governors were able to start. They got in about as good of a rhythm as I saw them all game long, all match long, was in this 7-point rally. Suddenly Pierce getting in system. Stevens was not returning much of an attack. Everything that was coming back over the net at that point in time seemed to be just the tappers and the little palm shots and punches and things like that. Stevens didn't have much on the attack. They had a couple of good blocks in there, but that 7-point rally was the deciding factor, I think, for the Governors. They went up 11-5. Stevens got a couple to make it a 4-point game again. Governors up 12-7. Stevens get a couple more, to make it 12-9 and was still anybody's game. But after that final timeout by Peer, they come out and they got Campbell Boddicker swinging well with four kills for the 5'10 junior from the left side. In that fifth game alone, she got two of them to get points 13 and 14 to put the Governors at match point. And unfortunately, you hate to see it end on a net violation, but them's the rules. And Stevens, unfortunately, giving Peer that last point, which, of course, the Governors take in a well-earned 15-9 fifth set victory for the Governors. They'll up their record to 17-6 on the season. Stevens falls with the loss to 23-14. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll come back, give you the stats. I'll try to see if I can get Coach Tiffany Stosur up here for a post-game chat as well. And we've still got plenty more coming up on our Family Dental post-game. And, of course, we've got big plays from Hermanson Endodontics and your Cowboy Country Store player of the game to figure out as well. Family Dental post-game continues in 2 minutes. This is Governor Volleyball.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, time-tested adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Push it, pull it, drag it, haul it, tow it. Just get it to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre. Right now, your trade is worth at least $3,000. If it's got a VIN number and on four wheels, we'll give you $3,000 for it when you trade in at Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre. Don't wait. This special won't last long. Get $3,000 when you trade at Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com. Some restrictions apply. Limited one trade per deal. Minimum purchase $10,000. See dealer for details.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, I'm so thankful for November's Blizzard of the Month, and you will be too. The Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard Treat is back. Yes, you heard that right. Oreo cookies, cocoa fudge, whipped topping, and world-famous DQ soft serve all blended together into tantalizing treat perfection. Go quick. Something this delicious won't be available forever. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy, taste good.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in South Dakota for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does not go unnoticed. This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly, local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966. 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. And peer.
This fall, take some time to think about your future. While the leaves make their way down to earth and the last sunset of summer leaves us with an autumn chill, it's time to
grab the nearest foam finger and break up a face paint. Rush the stands with First Dakota National Bank and forget how to blink. Fall sports are back with jaw-dropping plays, an electric atmosphere, and epic scores. Make some noise with First Dakota National Bank. Open a new account online today at firstdakotanationalbank.com. Member FDIC.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. Purchasing or selling a home can be the largest investment you make. I invite you to choose our team to help you with the process. For over 48 years, our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area with our professional service. It is our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, 605-224-5588.
Tackle your questions about purchasing your home with someone that has a passion for success. Hi, I'm Sean Lewis, mortgage loan officer with American Bank & Trust. Whether you are buying, building, or refinancing, I will help coach you through every step of your American dream. I will keep you informed through the entire buying process and help you find the best product for your home goals. Send me an email, give me a call, or visit me at our Pierre location and get started with your American dream. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, we're back at the Danny Sanford Premier Center, and again, a long-awaited drought ender, if you will, for the Pierre Governors here at the state tournament. Five-set win as the Govs win at 15-9 in the fifth, defeating Rapid City Stevens, 17-6 record on the season for the Govs. Tiffany Stosser found her way up here, and we're glad you did, coaches. Like we say, it's been a while since the Governors have won a state tournament match, and I think finally I don't know that you guys felt that it was a monkey on your back, but I just think in Governor volleyball in general, it's good to get a state tournament victory that you earned as well as you did. I mean, the last thing you want to see after you win two sets to start is a fifth set. You saw that last year, and it's in Governor history. We've seen that against Rapid City Stevens. All things were starting to point against you, but you guys played a great, great fifth set.
Yeah, the girls came out and executed when they had to. That third set, I thought we needed to get that third set win. Mm-hmm. We started out well those first two, but I know what happens at state tournament and you just drain yourselves. And, we needed that third set, but Stevens is here because they're a really good team, mm-hmm. and they weren't going to quit. Everybody wants to be playing, in that consolation game. And they came out, credit to Stevens. They played their hearts out and played a great game. I was blessed. I'm glad that we were able to finish.
They really, they kind of did some things differently, especially getting that left-handed swinger, Carson Mettler, in there, less setting, more swinging. And they've got two that are good scorers in addition to good passers in Isabel Higgins as well. So was that kind of the difference in that third set and what turned their game around?
I think so. And, we started to have some hitting errors and we know that those things are going to come later in the sets, but you know, just doing some things, just a little timid. I thought we were tipping balls that we should have been swinging at. Kind of our serve receive and our defense was starting to fumble. Things were just starting to fall apart. You know, when we play good teams, that stuff happens. And so at this point in the season with this group, I am so happy that we're able to come back. That was a tough fifth set win after two losses that could have went either way.
I really felt, though, in the fifth that you had some of the best system and some of the best rhythm and really some of the I mean, you talk about digging deep. People, Avery Kaiser and Campbell Boddicker in particular, they dug deep, and I think some of the hardest hit balls we saw all day long were in that fifth set. And Stevens, meanwhile, was the team that was chipping everything back to you.
Yeah, they certainly were, and we were in control. We knew we had to be in control. I like our first couple rotations. I feel that we got experience up there. If we could stay in those rotations long enough, we were going to be successful. That meant we had to be clicking on all cylinders, though, you know. And those girls, you know, I think we had four right away off the bat in that first rotation. That's a big boost for us. So that when we get into, not that any of our rotations are not as strong, but we've got Campbell and we've got Michaela in there at the same time. And this is just their first state tournament. Yeah. But gosh, I thought in fifth set today, both of those two came through with some big kills and did some nice things.
Oh, it's just awesome. And the block is always, you know, it always seems like a block or two gets in there. Yeah. And those are such big momentum boosters. And, you know, Stevens, I think, matched you block for block, so to speak. But still, it's the timing of when good things happen or the timing when bad things happen that make a big difference in a match like this.
Yeah, it was timing, and I didn't think our timing and at the starts of our sets have been good. And so I felt better about that today. I thought we got out on ahead in all the sets, really, and our first rotations really came through for us. So I felt good going into that fifth set. But the energy needed to pick up, and we had to look up to our crowd and look up to our families and our fellow students, and we took a minute to do that. That's who we're playing for. We're bound and determined to bring something back to Pierre.
That's pretty cool. I like the way you put that. And, you know, when you bleed green, that means a lot.
Yep, sure does.
You know, I thought you got off to it was a lot of good things happening in those first two sets, but I think you won them despite still some sloppy play, which is really on both sides. And the one thing I couldn't help but comment on, a lot of net violations. Maybe they're looking for that a little more closely, but something you really had to adjust off of. And I don't know if you will call it fitting or whatever, but this match ends on a net violation.
Yeah.
It's kind of a tough way to see a great match end, but that's them's the rules, as I said, and I guess you had to adjust on that too.
Yeah, it's a tough way to see it end, but when you're the coach on the other side, you're fine with it. I was ready for it to be done, and I would take a point any way we could get it. But you're right, as strong as we played that fifth set with blocks and kills, that would have been a fun way to end. But regardless, you know, that was due to them being a little bit threatened and feeling that they had to get a big block up on us, so they were in the net, and that was credit to our big hitters.
Let's talk about volleyball and the athleticism that it takes to play this game. You said off the mic during the break that you got some kids that are bruised up, and of course we had a delay with a cut on Lily Sanchez's hand and things like that. Sure, it may not be the contact sport that basketball or football is, and the fair weather fans who still don't understand volleyball, but just, you know, what kind of shape, you know, or what is the feeling physically of the girls that you have in the locker room right now?
Yeah, you know, every team here is banged up. This is your three hardest matches of the year in consecutive days, and it's the emotional. I'm just exhausted when the game's done because there's so much hype and so much preparation to get into it that, you know, your girls are just wiped. And in any sport, I know you get bumps and bruises, but if you could see them, our girls have swollen knees in there, bruises all up and down knees and elbows. We got our setters have cuts on their hand. I mean, this is pretty brutal. The floor is different. This isn't a gym floor where you can slide away. There's rubber on the sport court, and that's part of it. We got pads on, but there, you know, there's injuries through their pads, but that's what everybody has. We're just going to have to be tough enough to play through it.
I suppose you get a little more floor burn on something like this as well. So, I mean, certainly can't help but be proud of the effort. Talk about the brutality of three brutal matches, both mentally and physically, in 3 days. There are times when you'll play back-to-back, like when you go to Rapid City or come to Sioux Falls or something like that, but you don't play three games in 3 days at any point of the season. And what's it going to be like tomorrow when you got to turn around and play one more for, you know, just hoping for one more W to finish the season?
Yeah, you know, we're tired and might be tired, but I hope that the girls rise to this challenge. This consolation trophy, you know, I tell you what, that's something to be proud of. means you can come to the tournament and win two games against the best. So we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the opportunity, and I think these girls have the heart to get it done.
And I thought one of my favorite moments today is people like Kim Byerly leading the student body and the wave. And, I love the personality that the coach has. She's always there, just a constant. And the students, they showed up, and, you know, everybody supports them in the football field last week, and it's good to see a good crowd here today.
Yeah, she's great to have on the bench. She balances the frustration and the nerves for me anyway, and she gets the crowd going, and they just respond to her, and can't thank those of my assistant coaches enough. Alexis Terwilliger, just, you know, it's like she knows when I need somebody to jump in and do something. She's just right there, and she's by my side. She's just been great all along. And Chloe Kaiser, to tell you what, just the growth that I've seen in her. She's ready to take on some serious coaching ability.
Oh, yeah.
So, great staff. Pretty lucky.
I want to ask you also about, I remember you looking, or I saw you down on the bench, and you're pointing down to the end of the bench, and you're saying, get ready, get ready. Yeah. Number 18, Abby Kropp gets in there and gets a kill and contributes. And, let's not forget about the people on the end of the bench who are a big part of this win today.
Huge part, you know, and I'm going to get everybody in that game. I'm going to get everybody in. Timeliness, you know, I thought Abby Kropp and Grace Soma came in and did just what they had to do when we needed it. I got a couple more I'm getting in. We got Danny in yesterday. I just, it's just hard to find the right time and try. You still want to win the game, but gosh dang it, those girls, I can look to them, I say, what's open? They got an answer for me. They're ready to go and responding. It's a team effort.
All right. Well, Lincoln and Huron, they're about ready to go at it. I know you've beaten Huron twice. Obviously, you'd be favored in that matchup. I got a feeling you kind of want another chance at Lincoln, though, don't you, tomorrow?
Yeah, I do want another chance at Lincoln. I hope Huron wears them out a little bit, though. If they can go five sets, that'd be great. That'd help us out.
Yeah, because Lincoln, still, you look at that Jefferson regular season match, and Lincoln in September was kind of that same style. And you played better against Jefferson yesterday. Yeah. I imagine you'd play a little bit better. One more crack at them tomorrow.
Yeah, too. Our girls, anytime we've played a team twice, or this year our second matchup's been a lot better. You know, they feel prepared, they feel ready, and so hopefully same thing tomorrow.
All right, Coach, two down, one to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Congrats on the win today.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Sosa, the Governor head coach, as the Govs defeat Rapid City Stevens in five sets here today. We've got a big play to talk about. Hermanson Endodontics with big plays coming up. Let's hear from them, and we'll give you the big play when we come right back. This is Governor Postseason Volleyball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Hermanson Endodontics, big plays of the game. And, again, Hermanson Endodontics give us that all season long. And, boy, there's some big plays in this game, big runs, as it turns out. At one point, I really thought in that second game, and the Governors were down 8-13. They come back, take a 14-13 lead. Still some back-and-forth play, but a three-point rally to open up a 21-18 lead that helped clinch that second set with a 25-21 victory. It probably would have been the turning point in this match if Pierre could go on for a third set win and a three-game sweep. That didn't happen. Stevens came back. They win the third. They win the fourth. And the Governors had their chances to close, to get some momentum going, to get some runs going. But, again, that just wasn't the case. It went to the fifth. And the Governors, who started with a 4-1 lead, fell behind 4-5. But Avery Kaiser in serve comes back with seven straight, and the Governors really picked things up as needed. In that fifth game, they led 11-5 and never led by more or by less than three the rest of the way. It was 12-9, and big points scored by Campbell Boddicker in that fifth set, helping for that five-set victory. Those are the big plays. It was that seven-point run. And then the governor's system that might have been the best of what we saw in the entire day. But that 7-point run was actually the longest of any service rally by either team in this entire match. And that is your Hermanson Endodontics series of big plays of the game, sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pier. Still got a Cowboy Country Stores player of the game to give to you as well, but we still haven't given you the stats. And we talked about the mess that my stat sheet is, but here are the unofficials as the Governors will amass a total of 53 kills in this match to 45 for Rapid City Stevens. Official stats still are not available, so we'll stick with the unofficials. 53 to 45, the advantage for the Governors. Avery Kaiser will lead the Govs with 14 kills today. Also in double figures, Reese Terwilliger with 11. Lily Sanchez checks in with 8. But Campbell Boddicker with 4 in that fifth and deciding game, also coming in with 8 kills today. Michaela Sherwood with 6. McKenna Schleckaway with 5. And then there was a kill for Abigail Kropp, the 5'9 junior, off the bench in there as well. 53 all told for the Governors. Out of 45 for Stevens, Macy Wathen is the unofficial kill leader on the match with 16. Isabel Higgins checks in. Let's make it Carson Mettler with 12. And she had 8 of those in that fourth game. She'll be in double digits. Isabel Higgins with 11. So 3 double-digit scores, but it falls off from there. Claire Fierro with 3. Alexa Moore and Baxter with 2. Ava Mitchell with 1 for Stevens. And again, a 53-45 advantage in the kill column. 53 kills. I had 45 assists set up by the Governors. And unofficially, if this is right, that's quite a number for Lily Sanchez. 30 set assists in this match. Elise Christofferson with 14. I had, in fact, eight assists for Lily in that fifth game out of the 15 points that were scored as well. And Avery Kaiser even had a set assist in that match as well. 45 set assists all told as they try to keep track of those to some extent. 11 blocks for the Governors, 3 for Reese Terwilliger, 3 for Michaela Sherwood, a couple for Sanchez, and Schleckaway apiece. Kaiser in on one as well. That's 11 block points for the Govs. Stevens collects 10 as well. They also got 3 from Ava Mitchell and 3 from Alexa Moore and Baxter, 2 each from Macy Wathen and Carson Mettler, blocking pretty even in this one. Stevens wins the serving battle. In fact, a 6-3 advantage with aces. Reese Terwilliger with 2, Remington Price with 1 ace for Pierce. Stevens among 6, led by Sydney Wathen with 2. Carson Mettler, Alexis Langkeek, Isabel Higgins, and Macy Wathen with 1 each. Stevens and Pierre both with 9 serving errors. Those numbers are down from yesterday, especially for Pierre, but perhaps also for Rapid City Stevens. Both teams have those error numbers climb a bit with 29 total for Pierre, 28 for the Governors. Pierre was a little was sloppiest in the second set, which they actually won with 9 errors. Stevens, fortunately for the Governors, also with 9 errors, and Stevens had 8 in the first, but the Governors with 7 more in that third set, which they ultimately lost. This one goes 5, but Pierre wins it 3-2. So Pierre will play for the consolation championship against either Huron or Lincoln early on. The Tigers have a 5-3 lead. They're just underway in set number 1. We'll take a look at the brackets a little bit more later on. But let's talk about player of the game. Your player of the game announcement comes to us courtesy of Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. And we'll hear this from them. And your player of the game is next. You're listening to Governor's State Tournament Volleyball.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pierre. Be safe. Drive smart.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Hunting the fields, fishing the waters, taking kids to activities, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh-baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas. Federal Bird Stamps. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Cowboy Country Stores giving us our players of the game. Candidates for Rapid City Stevens in an honorable mention mode will, of course, be Macy Wathen. 16 kills, a couple of blocks, and a service ace. Isabel Higgins with 11 kills and all of the set assists that she would have had in this one, along with a service ace. And also Carson Mettler, who was the primary server for much of this match, but she turned into attacker and hitter and scorer extraordinaire in that fourth game with 8 kills out of her 12 on the day. She collects a couple of blocks and a service ace, and pretty good all-around play for those three players for the Stevens Raiders in this one. And Sydney Wathen still causing some problems with that libero play that she had in that back row, worthy of mention as well. For the Governors, with Avery Kaiser collecting 14 kills and a block point, you also got Campbell Boddicker, who came up huge in that fifth game. You could forget about 4 games. When you go a fifth game, and if you come up big in the fifth game, all of a sudden you become a hero, and Campbell Boddicker was a big hero, or heroine as it is, in that that fourth fifth set. So she deserves a big pat on the back. And blockers like Michaela Sherwood, Reese DeWilliger played another good all-around match with 11 kills, 3 blocks, a couple of aces. But, you know, we've spread the wealth to just about everybody on the season, on the team, throughout the season. But the one player whose name I have called least all season long got into the state tournament and collected a kill and a really good shot for Abigail Kropp, a 5'9 junior. And I just haven't had an opportunity to give Abby some props this year, but glad to see her in there. Why not contribute to the contributing or the sharing of the wealth? Abigail Kropp is today's player of the game. But we've talked about with Coach Stoser, just a number of players, Abby included, who push the varsity, the first string, if you will, to the efforts that they're able to put forth each time in and time out, night in, night out. And Abby Kropp, one of those role players that does a great job in practice. And, why not? Abby Kropp is today's player of the game. We'll get her a T-shirt noting her accomplishments from Cowboy Country Stores and River 92.7 Sports. Way to go, Abby Kropp and the Peer Governors, a 5-set winner over Rapid City Stevens today. So, the Governors will, again, either get Huron or Sioux Falls Lincoln. Huron out to a 12-5 lead on the Patriots so far in game number one as Lincoln had to call the timeout. We've got more to talk about. We'll run down the brackets. We'll give you the recap of the A and the B matches. We'll take a look at the rest of the brackets for today, set you up for tomorrow's action after one final break here as well. It's our Family Dental postgame continuing in 2 minutes. This is Governor Volleyball.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. Now, I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Thinking of that winter vacation? It's time to book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com or American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. The morning flight leaves at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving and free parking when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. From 2012 through 16, Pierre girls dominated AA golf. 3 golfers combined to win 4 titles in 5 years. Haley Getz in 2012 and 13, Carissa Guthrie in 2015, Katie Bartlett in 2016, after she'd been runner-up the previous 2 years. Haley Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett, 3 of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
We'll be right back. One final segment. Here is the Governors once again winning in five sets, defeating Rapid City Stevens 25-20, 25-21, 19-25, 22-25, and 15-9 in that fifth set. Let's take a look at that AA bracket. Once again, Huron and Sioux Falls Lincoln playing the second consolation semifinal that has Huron now on top 15-7. Lincoln, who got off to a fast start in a four-set loss to Harrisburg yesterday, but they won the first set, now trailing after a very slow start here against the Tigers today. The winner of this one gets the Governors. The loser plays for seventh place against Rapid City Stevens. That starts the day's action at 11:30 Central Time. The times are the same tomorrow as they are here today and what they were yesterday. The Governors, meanwhile, slated for a 1:15 start. Now think about three seventh-place matches going on. Awards to follow that if there are any four or fifth or five-set matches in our 1:15 start time, probably going to be pushed ahead. Here we are at 10 minutes past 2. Our match got over at about 1:30. So what would be a 1:15 start time for the fifth place game tomorrow could be pushed certainly well past that. Of course, we have three-game sweeps on here on the arena floor tomorrow. We could start early or right on time, but 1:15 to 1:30, somewhere in there, most likely we will be starting our pregame coverage tomorrow with the Governors. One final volleyball match to close out the winter or the fall sports season coming up tomorrow with the Governors against either the Huron Tigers or the Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriots. That sets up tonight's semifinal coverage or semifinal matches. So the top four seeds going at it, one against four at Sioux Falls Washington against Sioux Falls Jefferson. Washington 26-4, Jefferson 24-6. Early in the season, they played a five-set match. Later in the season, Washington swept Jefferson. In fact, that was the last match Jefferson played before they played Pierre in the final match of the Pierre regular season. Jefferson turned things around quite a bit at that point in time. And then the two against the three, it's O'Gorman 26-4 against Harrisburg 26-3. The last time those two teams met, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, Harrisburg swept O'Gorman in a match that really had a lot of people scratching their heads. Going to be two good AA matches coming up tonight at 5 and 6:30 or so. We've got coverage of one semifinal in Class A tonight on 94.5 KPLO, 100.5 out of Pierre and Fort Pierre as we cover the Miller Rustlers. They will take on Elkton Lake Benton in the final match tonight, 6:45. The slated start time could be 7:15 before it actually gets going. The 33-2 Rustlers against 31-3 Elkton Lake Benton. They're the three seed. Should be a good one on KPLO tonight. Hope you can join us for that if you're looking for more volleyball with DRG Media Group. Perennial Power Sioux Falls Christian at 31-5. The four seed takes on eight seed Elkton Elk Point Jefferson, rather, at 25-9. That'll be the first semifinal starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, Dakota Valley also a perennial top team in Class A. They defeat Wagner this afternoon 25-17, 25-11, 25-17. Wagner came in as the top seed, but they'll have to play for seventh place. And Platte Geddes and Belle Fouche are going at it right now. It's the Lady Bronx with a 17-16 lead over Platte Geddes, the sixth seed and the seventh going at it tonight. The winner of that one gets Dakota Valley tomorrow at 1:15. And in the B bracket, the first match of the day goes in a straight set sweep for the Northwestern Wildcats as they top Freeman. And the scores in that one, 25-17, 12-15. No trouble for Northwestern, who is not used to playing in the Sunshine Bracket, but they'll have a chance at the consolation championship, the four seed tomorrow. They'll get either Coleman Egan or Castlewood. Right now in game one, Castlewood, the seventh seed, leading. Number six seed Coleman Egan, 21-13 in the first set. So Freeman gets the seventh place, the loser for seventh place at 11:30 tomorrow. Northwestern against the winner of that match for fifth tomorrow. Semifinals tonight have number one Warner against the five seed Woolsey Wessington Warbirds. That is at 5 o'clock. And then the Burt Cougars, who are the two seed, 32-4 against 27-5 Chester Area, who is also very used to making the state tournament field. As that'll be a good one at 6:45 later on tonight as well. So once again, Pierre against either Huron and Lincoln tomorrow right here on River 92.7. Quick reminder, as you travel once again this weekend or for the Thanksgiving holiday or whenever, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us all as they celebrate being a part of a team to keep our eyes on the road, not on the phone, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Heather Williams has been our technical director in studio. I'm Brian Oakland. The broadcast of this playoff game, this state tournament game, is being brought to you by this station, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com, as well as by our advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. Final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Governors win their first state tournament match in 14 years. They defeat Rapid City Stevens in five sets. Three games to two. It's 25-20, 25-21, 19-25, 22-25, and 15-9. For Heather in studio, I'm Brian Oakland. Join us tomorrow for the fifth place consolation championship match. Peer Governor State Tournament Volleyball here in your home, your official home. For the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. It's Miller, Elkton, Lake Benton on KPLO tonight. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your Friday here covering the Governors and the stations of DRG Media Group.
Peer Governors State Tournament Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by BankWest, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebite Agency. Governor Volleyball has been brought to you by Wagner Auto, First Dakota National Bank, Red Rosa Italian Grill, American Bank and Trust, Peer Regional Airport, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, the May Adam Law Firm, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, and Swenson Cowan Dental. Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Bauman Lumber, Ferding Electric, and Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsapa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Peer Governors, River 92.7.